The Morning Invasion with Dax, Steve-O, and Teo on Star
88. All right, here we go.
Here we go in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Quiet!
Incoming message.
Hey, what are you doing here? About to go on the air?
It's Friday. It's Friday.
Friday! 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 Friday!
Huzzas are in order.
There are an infinite number of universes coexisting with ours on parallel dimensional planes.
You are Michael Ball?
Yeah.
Is that your real name?
Yeah.
Are you any relation to the pop singer?
No. It's just a coincidence.
I'll be honest with you, I love his music. I do. I'm a Michael Bolton fan. For my money, I don't know if it gets any better than what he sings when a man loves a woman.
Love is a wonderful thing. Make a smile.
Good morning. Good morning. Thanks for joining us this morning.
You're welcome.
Michael Bolton Radio, 24-7, right here on 88.3.
Okay. That is not...
Love, man. It's all about love. It was 1991 when this album came out. My mom was so excited.
I do not remember this song.
This album was so good. But I remember my mom played this over and over and over and over again.
Apparently my mom failed because I thought I knew Michael Bolton because she loved Michael Bolton too.
Every mom loved Michael Bolton in the 90s.
I have no idea what this song is.
It was off the 1991 album. I don't know what it was called.
Yeah.
Love is a wonderful, wonderful thing, man.
It's not that hard.
At least your name isn't Michael Bolton.
You know, there's nothing wrong with that name.
There was nothing wrong with that till I was about 12 years old, and that extremely talented clown started winning all those Grammys.
Why don't you just go by Mike instead of Michael?
No way. Why should I change? He's the one who sucks.
Can you imagine Michael if your name Bolton. Was Michael Bolton?
Anytime you meet somebody who's like, your name's Michael Jordan, or you know what I mean? Like somebody super famous. You're just
your
like,
name is Charlie Sheen.
Oh,
really?
Man, that sucks. How's that been your whole life? Your parents, man. Woo!
Oh man, that is just awful.
Yeah,
just awful. But kind of cool. I wish my name was Michael Bolton.
Really?
I would embrace it.
Yeah.
I'd totally grow my hair long and just perm it up. That's what I would do.
Oh, man. Was 91 like the how am I supposed to live without you era? Tell me how am I supposed to live without that, you. I remember that song.
Yeah.
Those are things.
When a man loves
a
woman.
Sinuses are killing me. I can't hit that Bolton note, bro.
Yeah, it's a tough one to hit.
It's pretty high.
Good morning, everybody. It's Friday, 6:10.
High today of 70 degrees.
When I got to work this morning,
yeah.
It was 53 degrees outside.
Yeah. It's warm.
Yeah.
What's happening?
Global warming.
No, that's okay.
That's what's happening. Right? Right, Trump? Wait, he doesn't believe in that. Oh, we got a big show planned for you guys this morning.
Yeah,
but,
we do.
You know, yesterday I kicked off the show with a story about... a guy who called 911, a mailman who called 911 because there was a...
Gaggle.
No, a foal.
A foal.
A foal of turkeys chasing after him. Remember that?
Yo, I remember that.
Remember that? Yeah, these turkeys, they were out for human meat. They wanted to eat this mailman. Hear that? You hear it? Yep. That's a turkey right there, everybody. Well, the 911 call... And apparently it wasn't, I guess the 911 call wasn't from the mailman who was getting chased by the turkeys.
It was like a neighbor or what?
It was by the, somebody at the post office called. It was, and reported it. Hey, I got a guy, well, I'm going to play it for you.
Please. Hey, so I was just at the postmaster in Hillsdale.
Hey, he's gone.
Okay. You're not going to believe this, but I got a carrier that's being attacked by wild turkeys. Won't let him deliver the mail.
Where?
on Esplanade Drive, 28 Esplanade Drive.
28, okay, being attacked by turkeys.
This has been going on. It's crazy. I mean, they're actually attacking, biting. They chase the trucks, everything.
Wow.
Take a look at it.
All right, no problem. We'll send them over there.
Thank you.
All right, bye.
They're laughing about it. They think it's funny. This guy's getting attacked by turkeys.
Oh, man.
It's no laughing matter, sirs. No laughing matter.
He is a postal hero.
He is a postal.
He's got to get his job done.
And you know what? I got a report. He's fine.
Oh, that's good.
There's no injuries.
Okay.
And he's back to delivering the mail.
All right.
That's good news.
Cool.
I'm going to update you guys on that. I know a lot of you were praying, worried about that guy. Did he ever get out of the car?
Right.
Did he ever get to finish his route? Well, he did. He did. I'd just dropkick those things, man.
Yeah, see, I always wonder. It's like, really? You going to let nature win, bro?
Seriously.
You let nature win?
Just dropkick it. But if there's a full of turkeys,
yeah,
which is more than two, that'd be kind of tough. I mean, you'd really have
teeth,
to know kung fu.
Do turkeys have teeth?
No.
Right. So my thing is,
they'll peck you to death.
Will they, though?
Yeah. They're mean. That's like they're carrying around a knife on their for their nose.
Really?
It's a nose knife. Like that monkey. Oh, I got the video of the monkey with the knife.
You found the video? It's in your news.
I put the video in your news.
Oh, now I got to post it.
Steve-O yesterday was talking about this monkey going on a rampage in Brazil with a knife. And I got the video and they're laughing about it.
I love this.
He's hanging up on the roof just like holding this knife like Jason. And they're laughing. I can't understand what they're saying. They're Brazilian. I don't know.
Right.
But you got to watch that video.
Well, what if they say bad words in Brazilian?
Know. Well, you don't have to post it. I just got it for you.
Oh, okay. I thought you meant you wanted me to post it. I'm like, heck yeah, I want to post this.
Well, you can.
Okay.
Come on. Who speaks Brazilian out there?
Right. Exactly.
Except that one person who will click the link and they're just chucking out cuss words left and right.
Right. Brazilian cuss words.
But in the video, nothing happens. The monkey doesn't hurt anybody. He's just hanging out with a knife.
That's good.
And it's a huge knife.
Marcel, man. He's gotten really downhill ever since his stint on Friends. Hanging out with Matthew Perry. Just bad habits, man.
Okay. I want to talk about I don't really want to talk about the gym. Jim was great yesterday, by the way.
Dude.
Jim was really good.
I called Teo directly after because I felt like a champion.
Did
that
you?
Was the most champion like I felt. Yeah, man, because usually they look at me and I'm like the skinny kid. Mm. And so they're like, let's just start with the bar.
Yeah.
You just do the bar. So yesterday I did like the prescribed weight for the ladies.
Yeah.
I'm getting there, buddy.
You are. You're doing great. Steve was all pumped up about it. And yeah, we had a good time at the gym yesterday. But I got home yesterday.
Yeah.
And I bought me some veggies.
Oh, okay.
I pulled out the juicer and...
Yeah, dude, you're rocking some vampire blood right now.
Like, you're on the webcam.
Oddest.
I got a big container of... I got beets. I have kale.
It looks like blood on the webcam.
I have... what else do I have in there? I have apples.
You have cucumbers
so
that it doesn't taste nasty.
There's like five apples in this thing. There's like five beets. There's like a whole head of kale.
And all it made was 24 ounces of juice?
No, I actually drank one of these last night.
Oh,
a little
okay.
bit less than this, but it made a huge thing.
Gosh.
What else do I got in there? Carrots.
So here's the deal. Tommy, he's the owner of Desert Forge, where we frequent. And he was like, bro, meal plan, doing it. In the meantime, I don't have the meal plan. And I feel famished, like, after every workout. Yesterday was the most intense one we've done to date, I think.
Yeah.
So I was feeling, like, famished. So you went home, and you were like, hey, I'm going to get some beets. I'm going to get some carrots.
Oh, I was pumped up.
I'm just going to eat healthy. I'm going to do some things. And I'm like, I wonder what Chrissy's making for dinner. And then she reminded me, I have women's ministry.
Oh, no.
And all the kids. So you have to fend for yourself. You just got to do it yourself.
We know how that turned out.
Oh, no.
Just last weekend.
Oh, no. By myself. But I'm like famished. I haven't eaten and I got like gym stomach. I'm starving. So I did what any rational person did. I thought for a second and realized it was Thursday. And on Thursdays, Buffalo Wild Wings has 60-cent wings.
That's the worst thing you can eat.
So here was my logic. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to buy 20 wings. Because I usually only eat like 10 or so.
For you?
Yeah. So I'll buy 20. And that way, I'll have lunch the next day because they're cheap right now. And I'll just freeze them all. Guess how many wings I ate last night?
All 20.
20!
Ugh.
I ate all 20.
Yeah, but here's the deal with you, Steve-O. You weigh 149 pounds. You're trying to put weight on.
Dude, normally I'm like, okay, I'll eat, you know, 10, maybe 12 pushing. I ate all 20 last night, so I don't have any lunch today. Then I'm sitting there. I wish that was the end of it. Oh, Tommy's going to be pissed. Oh. The owner of the, he's going to be quite angry. Quite angry.
I feel like we need the
he's
intervention
gonna
song.
He's going to be upset, irritated, ired. I ate 20 wings.
Oh, no.
Caribbean jerk.
Oh, jeez.
Spicy garlic. Asian zing.
Oh, I love the Asian zing.
Yeah, went for it last night, bro. And then I was sitting there, and I was like, I am still hungry. So I pulled out a bowl because I remembered somebody saying that milk was good after workouts. And I'm like, you know what's good after workouts? A giant bowl of Captain Crunch with marshmallows.
What are you doing?
Fail!
So I had 20 wings.
You're going to have diabetes.
And then I had a giant bowl of Captain Crunch with marshmallows.
With marshmallows?
Yeah, they have them with marshmallows.
Wow.
I found like a bag. It was like, you know, the generic kinds where it's like, it was like called like Berry Crunch Lieutenant or whatever. You know what I mean? Like they come up with these weird generic names with marshmallows. I ate half a box of that cereal. Like I ate last night.
Your metabolism is the Flash. It is. That's why you weigh 149
Dude.
Pounds, because your metabolism just burns everything. You don't have to worry about your diet. That's
the blessing and a curse. Blessing and a curse.
Me, I'm fat. Okay? I have to watch what I have to eat.
With a pH. Come on.
I need to watch my diet. Yeah. And you just need to eat and eat and eat and eat if you want to gain weight.
Yeah.
You need lots of protein.
Yeah, but that stinks, man. Like, it's expensive. I seriously thought I was going to have wings for lunch today because I bought an excess of wings.
Mm.
And then I just kept eating and eating.
I'm telling you, get a juicer.
Eating.
Get a juicer.
Can you juice Captain Crunch with marshmallows?
No, you can't. Get a juicer. This fills you up. This is like a meal.
Okay.
This is a lot of calories.
Dude.
But they're good calories.
I'll tell you what, man. I ate. I'd love to say that was the end of it.
What? It's not over yet? Are you kidding me?
I also ate half a package of Oreos.
Oh my gosh, the cupcake ones?
Yeah, the cupcake ones.
Oh,
I just
you finished them off?
I didn't finish them all. I still, because I was like, man, I want other people to try these at least, so there's still like one sleeve left.
Unreal.
I was so hungry. And the funny thing is, I woke up so hungry. I'm really hungry, man. This whole gym thing is not working out for me because I don't have a meal plan, so I'm just eating whatever is in front of
me. Tommy, you need to get us a And here's the thing. I saw Tommy yesterday at the gym, and
I
almost said, hey, Tommy. You
need that meal plan, bro.
The meal plan, but, you know, he's a busy guy. He's got a lot of things going on. I don't want to be that guy.
Maybe if he hears today's show, maybe if he hears that I ate 20 B-Dubs wings, half a box of Captain Crunch cereal, and two full sleeves of Oreos for dinner last night, maybe it'll like, you know, springboard something awesome.
That's my question for him is, does it matter with what you eat, Steve-O?
Well, does that's what everybody's saying. Dude, you need to gain weight. You're skinny. You just need to put stuff on. So I'm like, okay. So last night I just ate and ate and ate and ate and ate.
What does your brother eat? Because here's the deal with Steve-O's brother.
Yeah.
He is ripped.
It's ridiculous.
He's got the skinny, he's skinny like Steve-O, but he's ripped. You can tell he works out.
Yeah, slightly.
And, I mean, just Vin Diesel ripped. How does he eat?
I don't know.
Does he eat bad stuff?
He owns a pawn shop. So, like, last time I went in there to see him, he ate an entire pizza.
See? Look at, and he looks
like
so
we were just
healthy.
Hanging out, and in the time we were hanging out, he ate an entire pizza, like a delivery pizza. You know what I mean? Like one of those crappy $6 pizzas.
Oh, I hate you guys. Yeah. You guys can eat whatever you want and
we'll
get
be
ripped.
Dead at 50. We're going to look great in our coffins because we'll still be dead.
That's my question to all you dietitians out there or health
does
nuts.
Does it matter?
Yeah, does it matter for people like Steve-O and his brother?
I'm doing CrossFit, right?
You guys, if you're working out and you're burning it,
yeah.
Is it okay to eat just really
junk.
Bad things?
Just,
lots of sugar, Captain
Caribbean
Crunch.
Jerk wings with Captain Crunch marshmallows.
338-3700.
We need to know, because seriously, I'm going to be dead soon at this rate. I am eating everything in the house. It's ridiculous.
Well, your body's like, feed me.
Yeah.
Feed me. Because your metabolism's going crazy. I wish my metabolism was like that.
Oh, man.
Mine's like a 90-year-old woman. That's my metabolism. It's going so slow. Can barely get up off the couch, has a walker. That's my metabolism. It's awful. Good morning.
Oh, man.
Hello?
Hey,
buddy.
Yeah, so to chime in on the what you eat matter.
Yeah.
My brother is the same way as yours. He's like, I mean, he's my twin brother, but he looks amazing, and I'm kind of chubby. He talks to me all the time about, your diet is way more important than your exercise. And, you know, I look at him, and he never eats bread. He's always about vegetables and fruits and eats nuts and eats, like, chicken out of a can. So I would say that, yeah, I think that your diet matters more.
All right.
Yeah, but if he ate like Steve-O eats, would he get fat?
Well, actually, the funny thing is that my brother also has this crazy sweet tooth. And so he'll have, like, ice cream binges where he'll eat, like, an entire thing of, like, sugar-free ice cream.
See? I mean, man. I'm just going to eat whatever I want then. Thank you, random stranger. I'm going to eat whatever I want.
It sounds like what you're saying, though, is that your brother eats super healthy and he's fit and, you know, he works out and he looks super healthy. But Steve-O, he could eat whatever he wants and never gain a pound.
It's a curse.
You know? So
it's the worst.
That's what I want to know. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Is this Dex?
Yeah, man.
Hey, how's it going, man? This is Omar.
Omar, how you doing, buddy? Omar's like your brother. He's stinking ripped.
Okay.
Hey, can you eat whatever you want?
Actually, I was doing the whole sugar levels. But a buddy just introduced me to a low, what is it? Low carb, high fat diet. Mm. I would maybe recommend looking that up. And I pretty much cut out my cardio and I'm still dropping weight. And I still go to the gym to put like to gain muscle. But I've actually noticed a difference. Yeah. I'm eating more meat. I'm eating bacon.
See, I can get behind that.
Fat.
Like paleo kind
of. I can get behind that. I don't want to diet.
Yeah.
I just want to eat whatever's in front of me. Why would I want to care?
I would highly recommend that diet or that meal plan, just low carb, high fat diet, and they have a lot of interesting meals.
All right. Yeah, hit me up on Facebook about it. That'd be cool.
All right, we'll do.
Hey, you gotta come work out with us, buddy.
Yeah, I definitely want to check it out, man. I did CrossFit maybe a couple of times. But I definitely want to try something different, you know?
Mm. Right on. Good to hear from you, Omar.
I don't have my Facebook anymore, but I'll try to get a hold of you somehow, maybe just through Instagram.
Can you email me?
Yeah, what's your email?
dex@star88.fm.
Compelling radio. Mm-hmm.
Thanks, Omar.
All right, man.
Thanks, man.
See you, buddy. Love that guy.
Anytime you put the word diet in front of anything, though, I'm like, no! My food intake is like baby from Dirty Dancing. Nobody puts baby in the corner. I eat what I want!
We got a big show planned for you.
Heck
oh,
yeah,
7
bro.
O'clock hour. We're going to talk about Steve-O and his booking skills. Because we have a big celebrity this morning. Big one. I mean, he was big in the 90s.
I love the 90s.
Tell you what.
Oh, man.
All right. Hang out with us. We'll be back.
We interrupt this broadcast for an important message. It's time for the Morning Invasion. Here's Dex, Steve-O, and Teo.
I may have some news for you.
Big news.
Stand by.
For President Obama, this never gets old.
I get to say give it up for the Stanley Cup champs, my hometown Chicago Blackhawks.
A Zika alert for pregnant women to avoid two more Caribbean islands.
Fewer elderly people are living alone.
In California, FBI agents searched the home of the brother of one of the San Bernardino attackers.
Donald Trump says religious leaders shouldn't question a person's faith.
The Pope only heard one side of the story.
President Obama travels to Cuba next month.
L.A. making a pitch to host the Olympics again.
Legislation hitting North Korea with harsher sanctions over its nuclear weapons program, human rights record, and cyber crimes.
Morning.
Good morning.
Friday. You guys probably want to hit the web camera and tune in because I might puke any moment now.
Do not throw up, bro.
And I'm going to puke in the garbage right here on camera. Oh my goodness. What the heck? I'm drinking this healthy juice. I got my coconut water over here. I just ate a banana, and I feel like I'm going to vomit.
Meanwhile, last night, I had 20 B-dubs wings, a bowl of Captain Crunch with marshmallows, sleeve of Oreos. I feel great.
Oh, that's good.
I feel fantastic.
I'm starting to sweat. Oh, it's coming.
Don't do it, bro. Don't do it.
637.
High today of 70 degrees.
Oh, I forgot. If I puke, you'll puke too.
I really will. Actually, you know what? Allergies in this case are a blessing. I can't smell anything. So I'll just stare at you weird.
Ugh.
Ugh. Don't do it. Ugh. Don't you do it.
I wonder if my body is just so used to awful things that I'm putting all this goodness in it and it's just freaking out on me.
How many? I mean, is there a limit? You said you put 5 apples in this thing.
Yeah, 5 apples. 5 or 6 different beets, a whole head of kale, some ginger root, carrots, and
you were just mixing
cucumbers.
Stuff. What if you like accidentally created some weird chemical? Because you're just mixing everything. You're like,
vegetables?
This is all healthy?
No. Haven't you been to one of those juice bars before? You look at, like, the Green Monster, and the Green Monster has everything that I put in. It has everything.
Do you honestly think I've ever been to a juice bar?
I think my body is saying, stop.
Yeah.
What are you putting in me? Ugh. Big show this morning.
Yeah, speaking of beats.
Coming up around 8:30, Josette will be in from
Heck yeah,
Swerf. She'll be bringing in a dog.
I have a bone to pick with her.
Yeah?
Yeah. I even told her last night. Said, hey, remind me tomorrow to punch you when I see you.
All right.
Yeah. I'm gonna punch her.
We'll talk to Josette at 8:30 and we'll meet a dog and we're gonna find a home.
We're not gonna find my home, though. We're not gonna find my home. Don't let me leave here with a dog.
Oh, that's right. I forgot.
Chrissy and her, without even knowing it, are conniving together to get a second dog for us.
Oh, and she's bringing
Thanks
in the dog?
Thanks to Vader coming over.
Oh, you know.
And it was like, man, they were so wonderful. And the dog didn't even bother anybody inside. He was outside playing the whole time. He just needs a friend.
Yeah, when my family went over to Steve-O's house, we brought, first I texted Steve-O first to see if it was okay to bring Vader, because we have a little black pug.
Yeah.
And he's still a puppy, and we didn't want to leave him alone for
right
like 6
You're
7
a good
hours.
Owner.
So I texted him, "Hey, can we bring him over?" And yeah, no problem, as long as he's potty trained.
Yeah,
and he's been doing great,
dude. He's awesome.
He hasn't peed in the house in a while, and so we brought him over. And I was a little nervous because I didn't know how Rocket Raccoon would
Rocket's
be with
like
him.
5 times his size.
Yeah, and this is the first time that Vader's hung out with another dog, and
right.
So. It was like the two best friends
yeah, right.
meeting
it
for
was
the first
insane.
Time. They were licking each other, making out. I mean, they were jumping on
they
each
were
other,
both
rolling
boys.
Around. I mean, sniffing butts constantly.
It was awesome.
It was crazy.
Chasing each other.
Yeah.
I've never seen Vader just go, go, go for hours.
So much fun.
He was out for the count, yeah, man, that night. He slept all night long. Just...
What are you guys doing tonight? You guys should bring Vader over and hang out with my kids so I can take my wife out on a date.
Okay. Sure.
Leslie always wants to steal Brody so she could just have him at her house tonight, 6 o'clock.
You guys just drop him, all the kids off at our house.
There you go.
We live on the other side of town.
Other side of the world.
But that's cool. So you're going to adopt a dog?
No, we're not adopting another dog.
You need one. Rocket Raccoon needs a dog. He needs a friend.
And it's funny because separately, Josette and Chrissy are both like, you know, Rocket just needs another dog.
That's weird because you were saying Chrissy was totally against getting the second dog.
Dude.
Now she's all about it?
She wants a dog for the dog.
Well, because Rocket is tearing up the house.
But she wants a lap dog. Which, by the way, dude, that dog...
What dog?
Rocket! Oh. I was so mad. So yesterday I get home from the gym. I picked up a crate yesterday. Josette hooked me up with the crate for the dog. So I'm like, I'm going to try this crate thing at night. He did fine, by the way, last night. He did great.
Good.
Slept in his crate. No whining, nothing. It was awesome. So I'm thinking I got a crate. All right. He's doing well. He hasn't torn through the couch anymore. Rocket, I am stanky. I just got home from the gym. I'm going to go upstairs and take a shower. I'll be downstairs in like 20 minutes. In the time it took me to go upstairs and take a shower and come back down, he tore through the pillow of the couch again.
What?
Again.
Rocket Raccoon, man.
I'm like, what is wrong with you? His dog, like, I bought him a bed for, like, the liner of the crate. It was outside already with a giant hole through it.
Can't leave him alone.
I literally just got it.
Gotta put him in the crate. Keep him in that crate when you're not around.
Yeah.
Ugh. He's a puppy.
Puppies, dude.
Is he even a year old yet?
No, he's 6 months. Oh, August 1st is his birthday.
I think that's what Vader is. He's got to be around six or seven months. But Vader doesn't chew up our couch.
I have 6 more months of this. That's because Vader is like the size of a football.
That's true. He is.
He's a cute little dog. But I don't want one of those because Chrissy wanted a lap dog, and I will lose it. I can't. No.
You got to get a lap dog. Is it the dog she bringing in, a lap dog?
She's bringing in a puppy, I think, this morning. We got puppies, guys. We got dogs that need homes. Super stoked that we're teaming up with SWRF, the Southwest Animal Rescue Fund. It's going to be cool.
I was reading this this morning before we get into the news here. Maybe you have a boss that yells at you a lot. You ever had a boss that just yelled all the time?
I think I was the only boss that ever yelled all the time.
Really?
Yeah.
I've had a few bosses that they just want like to yell. It's like, I don't get it. I don't understand it. But they like, you just think they're a terrible human being because they just yell and yell and yell.
Scream.
Well, a new study at Michigan State University found one of the main reasons bosses yell at their employees is because they're so ethical and moral.
Ah, that makes sense. That actually makes sense.
It drains a lot of mental energy to follow the rules, be fair, be honorable, and try to keep everything above board all day. And eventually, the researchers say, quote, people's capacity to exert self-control is severely limited, thereby increasing the likelihood that they will succumb to temptations and aggressive impulses, like screaming at you.
Okay. Example. So, according to this, was it a survey done by bosses?
No. Yeah. Maybe. I don't know.
I've never really had that boss. No, I'm bummed out. I want the boss that... Well, no, I don't.
Oh, having a boss that yells all the time is not fun.
All the time. Yeah, I don't... I'm trying to think if I've ever heard Chip
anxiety.
Raise his voice.
Yeah, Chip would never yell.
Could you imagine?
Chip is one of those bosses. He just has to give you the look.
Right.
That disappointment look, and you'll just cower.
You die. Oh. Yeah, you crumble.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. But that's a good boss, right?
No, it's a great boss. I don't think yelling is good at all.
No?
They say the best way for bosses to avoid those bad mood swings is to take more breaks during the day.
Oh, okay.
Take more breaks.
All right.
Because you're trying to follow the rules.
Maybe that's why I yell so much on the morning show. I just don't have enough breaks, guys.
I don't think I would never be a good boss.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. Like our boss Daniel here.
Yeah.
He's in control of a lot of things. Mm-hmm. He has a lot of responsibilities and he follows the rules.
Yeah, he does.
By the book.
Yeah.
But, man, that guy's got some patience. He, you know, I've never seen him get upset yet. I've only been here a month.
Right.
But I could see he definitely, if he got upset, he could go off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
See? you do have a boss that yells.
He doesn't yell,
sure,
per se.
Sure he does.
He doesn't yell. He's not a yeller. I can't talk about this.
That's funny.
Gosh.
We'll have to talk to Daniel when he gets here.
You know what we need
we'll
to do
see if
today?
We can get him to
let's
yell
get
at
him,
us.
Yeah, let's like see if we can get him to like... get angry.
Yeah.
Let's pretend like we royally did.
Let's just go mess up his office. Let's just go mess.
Gosh. See, here's what's hard. Daniel also happens to play drums for me for worship.
Oh, is he going to be drumming this Sunday?
Yeah, he's drumming with me this Sunday. So it's like, he's also like a friend, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's like, oh, that's even harder. Because I was that boss. I was a store manager of a video game store way back in the day. And that was hard because I was like young. I was still like a kid with too much control or too much power. Mm. And I just wanted, let's all just be friends. Let's just love everybody. Let's hang out. But
if you're the boss, you can't be friends.
You can't, because then everybody's like, bro, I mean, I had a rough night. You know about it. You know, like, it's cool, right? I'm just going to call in today. Yeah. And then I'd be like, no, man, I'm friends with everybody. I got to hate everybody. No, I just got to I went through so many extremes. Being a boss is the worst. Mm. Yeah.
No, I get it. That's why I don't want that responsibility.
Nope.
I've never wanted to be the boss. I've had the opportunity. I've been called into the office by upper management, and they said, we want you to fill this position.
Yeah.
No, I don't want that.
Right.
I just want to be a morning guy. I want to be a morning show
Preach
host.
Preach it.
I don't want it to have any other responsibilities but a morning show, because I know my gifts and abilities. And I know
and
I'm
managing
not
others.
A good manager.
Managing myself is hard enough.
I know. I can barely manage my own life. How am I going to manage employees? There's no way. Have you seen my life? How the heck am I supposed to do that?
Oh, man.
My life's a mess. I don't pay bills on time.
Oh, see, I got that down, yo.
Oh, jeez. I have no business paying
bills.
I'm
the money man. I'm like the every day checking the balances.
I'm the guy that electricity goes off in my house, and then, I didn't pay the bill for 3 months because I forgot.
Speaking of electricity bills, I got mine yesterday. Guys, newfangled invention. It's called turning the thermostat down. When we were gone in California, my nephew, who I will proclaim greatness on right now, his name is Taylor, he watched our house for a week. Well, while we were gone, we usually keep it at 70, 70. He had it at 80 because apparently he's a polar bear and is a frozen individual and needed to be warm. So our bill, you can imagine, when we got that month's bill. So to like compensate for it, I've kept it at like 66 degrees in our house, 67 degrees. And I'm like, hey,
it worked.
Rock a blanket. And then during the day, we keep it at like 60 degrees. I got my bill yesterday. And it was half what it normally is.
Nice.
Half.
That's pretty good.
So I am proclaiming.
Just by a few degrees.
Guys, a couple degrees and a blanket will do you some serious good on your wallet.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was stoked.
Yeah, that's it. Hey, you're cold? Go get a sweater on.
Yeah, go get a sweater.
Go get a blanket.
We got hoodies for days. Mm. You got a blanket. If it's cold at night, oh, cool. It's called another blanket. Yeah.
Well, when our boss comes in this morning, we'll see if we can't.
We'll get him.
Get him to.
We'll get him.
Yell at us for something.
It's going to be easy.
You think?
No, it's going to be really difficult. I've never seen Daniel yell ever.
Oh, I just want to see him like pacing back and forth.
Let's do it.
You know, and he's just looking through the window and he's just, you could see the vein popping through his forehead.
Let's do something really wrong and illegal, like breaking the EAS machine.
Yes.
That's like a federal.
Let's do it.
Yeah.
Oh, I know what we could do.
You know?
Last time Teo turned up the thermostat.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's right.
He got
he was so mad.
He did. He didn't yell, but he came in and he said, hey, Teo, I need to talk to you about something.
If you turn it up, you got to remember to turn it down.
Yeah.
You can't just leave it like that.
Let's turn it to like 90.
Yeah! It's happening!
Watch, we'll turn it to 90 and like the computers will totally crash because they're overheating.
This is how people get fired. You start with some like dumb idea.
This is not a good idea.
See,
if Teo was here, Teo would be like, guys,
hey, No. Guy. Oh, come on, guys. We can't do this. Miss you, man.
I know.
News! Women, you guys are more fashionable when you're in your 30s. How about that? Apparently, by the time you're in your 30s, women have about $11,000 worth of clothes. $11,000.
I do not understand you women out there. My wife has so much clothes, and she never wears 98% of them. Drives me nuts.
You know what's funny is if you look in our closet, Chrissy would be yelling. I bet you she's screaming at her speakers right now. Because it's quite the opposite.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, your wife is definitely the man in the house for sure.
What?
I mean, in the good way. Not like, sorry, Chrissy. Totally came out wrong.
Your wife is the man. She's very mannish.
But my wife
cool,
is,
man.
My wife is the same way in certain areas. My wife is the one who fixes everything around the house.
Okay, yeah.
I can't fix anything. I'm like Tim the Tool Man. Taylor,
yeah,
from Home Improvement.
But he
will
fix something. Yes,
but he always gets hurt. I'm the guy who always gets hurt.
Oh man! Apparently, men don't get there till they're 36 years old, and we'll have about $12,000 worth of clothes by then. But yeah, regularly it's the woman in the house, not me.
But I always get rid of most of my clothes.
Oh, see,
every five
stop
six
talking.
Years,
I'm going to get in so much trouble. Stop talking. Yes, I have T-shirts from the 90s. Like just band shirts that have so many holes, I will never wear them again. And Chrissy's like, "Do you really still need this Blindside T-shirt?" I'm like, "Yeah,
yeah."
I got that shirt in 02 at this tour.
Here's the difference.
Of course, I need
it. The difference between you and I. Again, I'm going to go back to me being fat. I can't fit into most of my clothes, so a lot of the clothes I used to have when I was like the early 2000s, 90s. I can't fit it.
I still have shirts from high school.
Oh, I actually do have,
the same frame.
I have a couple shirts that I've had since high school.
Yeah. And then there are some that that are too small for me that I can't wear. And I just stare at them in the closet and go, but that's my Jimmy Eat World shirt. Why would I ever get rid of that shirt?
Some of those might be worth money someday.
Someday, I doubt it. I wanted to make like a Rock Band quilt. Just like quilt, knit together all of my cool band T-shirts.
No,
and
man.
A blanket.
If you go online, classic T-shirts, they go for a lot of money.
I have
a lot. Boston T-shirt?
Yeah.
I've had people come up to me and say, I'll give you $100 for that thing.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Didn't just take it off right then and there?
I went online and looked up that Boston T-shirt. They're going for $200-$300.
Name me three Boston songs.
More than a feeling.
I said three. That's one. Now, name me a second one.
Yeah.
Exactly! Yeah. Are you kidding?
Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
I got it at Savers.
Okay. I mean, I sport such classics as, you know, case in point, my shirt today. I mean, look at this. Who would ever get rid of this shirt?
This sweater, I just realized, I had this in high school. It was my brother's.
See, there you go.
Yeah.
I am currently sporting a Creature from the Black Lagoon T-shirt with a boombox over his head. Kind of like John Cusack from Say Anything. I mean, who wouldn't wear this for the rest of their life? Am I right?
Pretty sweet.
Oh, man. Speaking of getting all pimped out, thieves stole a man's ride and then decided to pimp said ride after taking it.
Pulled the Jeep into the driveway to load up my tools, left it running, went back inside for some coffee, maybe 60, 90 seconds, and it was gone. Somebody walking by just saw an opportunity and took it.
Josh immediately started canvassing the neighborhood, handing out these stolen signs with pictures of his Jeep, hoping someone would see it and then call police. But Josh says it was the state police who called him just 48 hours later. They'd found his Jeep, but it was unrecognizable.
Within 48 hours, they ended up painting it a sparkly purple and welding a gigantic monstrosity of a bumper onto the front end of it. It's pretty hilarious when you see the pictures. It's just this big purple monster now.
Take a look for yourself.
It's pretty amazing. The picture of it. Did you click on it?
I didn't click on the picture.
Oh my gosh. He has a white Jeep. He goes inside. He starts it to warm it up. Goes inside to have coffee. Comes back out to leave for work and someone stole it, and then 48 hours later the cops find it and it's pimped out purple with
this amazing bumper.
He's just laughing about it.
I was gonna say, I don't know if I'd be mad. Like, I feel like this is a story I'm glad we told while Teo was gone, because when Teo's car was stolen, they definitely didn't like do it any justice. Oh gosh, no, I would be very mad.
This that purple is
Purple Rain.
Yeah, it's
Purple Rain,
it's
man.
It's sparkly purple.
Name your car Purple Rain now after that. That is
That's pretty funny. And it happened right here in Albuquerque. So again, don't leave your keys in the car running.
Guys,
don't leave
seriously.
Your keys in the car at all.
Yeah, yeah. It got a glittery makeover. That is incredible. He said he was only gone maybe 60 to 90 seconds.
Yeah.
And his Jeep taken. Taken! Don't do it, guys. I know I have so many friends that have like multiple sets of keys, so they'll like lock them and leave them in there. But just this week, a van was stolen from Calvary's parking lot here because the person left the key in the ignition.
Yep. You can't do that.
Can't!
Good morning.
Good morning. I was calling in to name a bunch of Boston songs.
Oh,
Mad Gentry.
Just kidding. Hey, real quick, can we backpedal for half a second?
Yeah. Yes.
I wanted to talk about rock T-shirts and how to. I've come up with a way to actually how to get classic rock T-shirts for free.
Okay.
I don't want to talk about this. I don't even want to talk about this. So mad at
come
this
on.
Guy.
Come on, Steve.
Go ahead, Gentry. Talk about how you get rock T-shirts for free, jerk.
Steve and I went to a classic rock concert a couple years ago, and it was funny. We were looking at the T-shirts, and you know when you're at the concert, it's very expensive, typically.
$40!
Yeah.
Yeah. Steve was like, dude, I got you covered. And he bought me one.
Yeah.
And so that's kind of a tradition. I meet friends at a concert, and I'm like, hey, dude, you know, can you buy me a shirt?
And it was like, dude, next time we see this band, you just return the favor, bro. How many times have we seen Maiden and I have not gotten a T-shirt?
Matt.
Yeah. Three
hey,
times?
Hey, man, you know, if you just put your head together between, like, T-shirts and chunks of meat, it works.
That guy.
Anyway,
love you,
Jim.
Thanks, man.
All right. True story. True story. I'm not even a huge fan. We've seen Maiden like three times together. And the first time it was, I got you, bro. Next time you get me. Still waiting for that elusive Maiden T-shirt.
Oh, Matt Gentry.
I love that man so much.
All right, coming up. This is a story I didn't get to do yesterday. A guy uses a James Bond smokescreen to escape the cops.
Yes!
The cops. It's a great story. We have a big celebrity coming up at 8:10. We'll talk about how we got this celebrity on the show coming up here in a little bit.
I'm just looking at his Wikipedia page going, why are we doing
this? Oh my gosh. Good morning. We'll be back.
Fair warning. The Morning Invasion is back on Star 88.
Hello, it's Friday. February 19th. Dex and Steve-O.
Heck yeah, girl.
707.
High today of 70 degrees.
The phone number, if you'd like to call the show, 338-3700. You can also email us, studio@star88.fm. studio@star88.fm. If you have questions, want to say what's up, maybe you're not a phone person. It's all good. You know what I love to hear? I love to hear from listeners that have never called the show before.
Mm.
If you're listening right now and you have never called the radio show, because that's 90%, probably 95% of the audience out there that listen, never call.
I got a Glorietta mug for you.
You got a Glorietta mug
I'll give them this Glorietta mug that's got stuff in it.
Yeah, first-time callers, right now, we'll just open up the lines. If you've never called the radio show, 338-3700, we just want to say hi. We want to meet you. We want to thank you. Because it's you 95% of the people out there that the reason why we're here. I mean,
did we ever thank the listener who sent us this?
Yeah, who was it that sent us that?
No clue. We got an anonymous package in the mail. For Valentine's Day, they sent us a chocolate man with
super weird
boxers and hearts on them.
It's almost like a chocolate voodoo doll.
Made of milk chocolate. So thanks to whoever sent us that. It was really sweet, I think, because it's chocolate. I haven't eaten it because I'm scared.
Are you a first-time caller?
Yes, I am.
Hey, how you doing, man?
Doing great. Happy Friday, guys.
Heck yeah.
Thanks, buddy. Thanks.
What's your name?
Thanks for listening.
Oh, man, it's been a blessing.
Can't hear me.
It's been a great couple of months. We missed Teo. It'll be nice to have him back.
We do. That's what's kind of cool. When you're important to a company and you go on vacation for a week or two, that you can really show your company how important you are. Mm-hmm. And Teo is definitely showing us this week how much he means to this show.
Yeah. And Dex, you were very important to all of us, and you were gone for more than a week and two. But
yeah, I appreciate it.
But we're very happy to have you back.
And thanks, man.
Just keep doing what you guys are doing, man.
Glad you called, buddy.
Awesome. Have a good day, guys.
Love you too. Man.
Bye.
You didn't want to give him that Gloria Adam mug?
Oh, I forgot.
You just hung up on him. I was serious. I was going to give it to him.
Hey, if you want that mug, just studio@star88.fm. Okay. Let me get into this story here. Who likes James Bond?
I love, well, or like old James Bond, like Dr. No.
I like all James Bond.
All right.
I'm a big fan. By the way, we'll get to your phone calls. I know
phone
a lot
lines
of people
are jammed.
I want to get to the story real quick. 62-year-old Simon of Hebron, England, rigged up a device to create a smoke screen. You know, if you ever needed to make a quick escape. Who does that? Who rigs up a smoke screen? I mean, I could see if you were one of those car geeks who like to be all flashy and they put things on their car, like spoilers. What are other things people put? Like the lights that are illegal underneath, you know, that I see all the time?
I have mini guns that pop out of the headlights that shoot things. Does that count?
No.
Just in case I ever need to go like spy hunter.
Yeah. His smoke screen involves pipes, pumps, and a bucket of diesel fuel in his car.
Okay.
And he actually used it last month when a cop tried to pull him over for speeding. Simon activated his smoke screen and filled the road with a thick layer of smoke, and he sped away. Total James Bond style.
Yeah! He did it!
Except there's one problem.
What's that?
His car kept pumping out smoke, which left a nice trail for the cop to follow once the first big smoke screen cleared. And 5 minutes later, the cop caught up to him. Simon was in court this week and got 100 hours of community service.
Yeah! Yes, dude! Living the dream. Living the dream at 62.
Fail.
Oh, man. That is incredible. Do you remember the Spy Hunter video game? That's seriously what it reminds me of.
Spy Hunter was one of my favorites.
You got the smoke screen. You had the weird, like, oil spill thing. You had the little miniguns shooting. Oh, dude. That is my favorite.
It works.
I've always wondered that, honestly. Like, wait. If your car is pumping out smoke, wouldn't it leave a trail of, like, where you're going? That's fantastic.
505-338-3700. All right, back to first-time callers. You can call now. I had to get that story out of the way because, oh, my gosh. Yeah. Simon, buddy, he almost got away with it, too. If he would have figured out how to stop the smoke, he would have been gone. Cops wouldn't have caught up with him. He would have disappeared.
Dude.
Caleb and I watched the latest Bond.
Oh, Spectre?
Spectre.
Is it good?
It's really good.
Oh, I haven't seen it.
And he, in this, and I'm spoiling anything, but in his car, he's trying to outrun one of the villains.
Yeah.
And instead of smoke, he has flamethrowers out of the exhaust and totally lights the car behind him
cool.
on fire. Pretty sweet.
Yeah.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi.
Morning.
Hello.
First time caller.
Absolutely. My name's Isabella, and I also have my two boys, Jared and Jose, in the vehicle with me.
Hey.
Hi.
Hey. What's up, guys?
We just wanted to call and say that we really enjoy your morning show. It's something that we can listen to together. We talk about things after
That's
you guys
cool.
talk about them, and pretty
Good.
Awesome.
That's
yes.
awesome. Thank you very much.
I love it.
Yes, and we enjoy the music as well.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
I've been picking the music this morning.
I know.
Teo's gone, so I've been picking the music.
Steve has been doing a good job.
That Reliant Cave, though, man. Yes.
First-time callers, we're asking you to call in. You know, give it a shot. Just call into the
show.
Step
out on a limb.
338-3700.
Good morning.
Hi.
Hi.
Good morning.
First time caller?
Yeah.
Love it.
Who's this?
Hi, Steve-O.
Hi.
You used to be my basketball coach.
Boom!
Yeah!
Amazing.
Who is it?
Brayden.
Hey, Brayden. What's up, man?
Hi.
How's your family?
Good.
Yeah?
Yeah.
How's 2.0?
She's good. She's sick right now.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
That stinks. Dude, it's good to hear from you, man. Yeah, I coached upward basketball.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. Rock.
You
want
to say hi to my mom?
Heck yeah!
All right. Mom, say hi. Hey, Steve-O.
Hello. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
You know, just living the dream.
Living the dream?
Yeah.
I heard you call out Todd on the radio this week.
I did. I did. Yeah. We're still trying to get him on the show. He bailed on us. We had him booked, and he canceled.
I heard that. He's been told, just so you know.
He is a busy, busy man.
Oh, come on. How busy is he?
I mean, that's true.
How busy is he?
That's true.
Right? Who's that busy? Come on.
Yeah, he's got a lot of people that work for him. I mean, come on. Come on, Todd.
This is true. I should know.
Yeah, seriously.
You can go ahead and remind him again that we want him on the show so badly.
We will. Well, I know Daniel and Chad did already, but I will do
good.
The same.
All right.
Okay.
All right. Perfect.
Thank you.
All right. Good talking to you guys.
Good talking to you, too.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye. Yeah, little things people didn't know about me. Did you know I was a basketball coach?
I didn't know that.
We won the state tournament 17 times in 3 years.
No, you didn't.
Nope, never did anything like that. It was upward basketball, you know, like it was a Christian program, part of Sagebrush, actually.
Yeah. Landon did upward 1 year for Sagebrush. Little known fact about me.
Yeah.
I wanted to be a basketball coach when I was in high school.
Really?
I wanted to go into sports medicine and be a basketball
coach. I lived your dream.
And then when I broke my leg my senior year, those dreams just went down the toilet.
Oh, they were shattered, like your leg.
Yeah, like my leg, you know? You know, and I always had this dream that I probably wouldn't get a full scholarship, but I was really trying to get a scholarship to play at some really small college in Montana.
Yeah.
Because I loved basketball. It was
Chrissy
my life.
Chrissy got a basketball scholarship for college.
Really?
Yeah. And then she was like, but I want to be a rock star instead.
Oh.
She got a scholarship to TCU, but then was like, yeah, I'm going to be in the Echoing Green instead.
Yeah. But it was crazy. Got out of their plans. And when I got out of high school, graduated, I didn't go to college. I was like, you know, I'm not doing this college thing right now. I'm taking a break.
Yeah.
And that's when I found radio, right out of high school.
Dude.
Summer
See?
Of 1998, I found radio, and I've been doing it ever since.
My wife is schooling me right now because it was an academic scholarship. It wasn't a basketball scholarship. She played basketball in high school. Went to state.
4.0?
Yeah.
She probably had a 5.0.
Nerd. What a nerd.
All right, let's talk about this dolphin story.
Ugh, I don't know if I can.
This is, and you know what? Let me just say, I saw this story this morning in the news, and I said, this is what I thought in my mind.
Yeah.
Oh, there's no way I'm gonna put this in the news.
Which is hilarious because I put this in the news.
First thing that Steve-O says when he comes in, he's like, did you see the story about the dolphin? And I'm like, you gotta be kidding me. You really want to talk about that this morning?
Listen, guys, we have a problem in society. It's called the selfie.
Oh, yeah.
We just absolutely, thank you, Josh! We absolutely, like, just have to take selfies for everything. No matter, you're at the mall, there's Adele, let's get a selfie.
Mm-hmm.
Which, by the way, she was at Disneyland yesterday with her son, and she let him dress up like Elsa from Frozen.
Nice.
I've never seen Frozen, but I'm assuming that's a girl. Yeah. Anyways, selfie craze. The selfie craze has made it to the lowest of the lowest of the low.
I can't believe you're reading this story.
A baby endangered dolphin died yesterday after beachgoers pulled it out of the ocean to take selfies with it.
What? The picture is awful because there's a crowd of people. I mean, looks like there's like 50 people there.
Everybody wanted to touch it. There's little kids just touching it, thinking it's cute, trying to pet the dolphin. A tourist staying at the Santa Teresita Beach Resort in Argentina reportedly picked up two Franciscana dolphins. A huge crowd of people gathered around the dolphins, began taking photos with the animals. Now, here's the deal. They grabbed two of them from the ocean, took them out on the shore. One of them lived. Unfortunately, one of them quickly overheated and died while it was out of the water.
So how long can a dolphin be out of water? Because we see him at SeaWorld, and of course they get up on stage, you know, for like 5 or 6 seconds, and then they get back into the water.
Right. The Franciscana, also known as the La Plata, is a very rare dolphin species. Cannot survive very long out of the water. It has thick, fatty skin, which provides warmth, so the hot weather causes rapid dehydration and death. Here's the creepy part about this. This dolphin, one of the smallest and rarest dolphins in the world, by the way, vulnerable to extinction, was pulled from the water by a bunch of tourists who were taking freaking selfies. It dies, and the beachgoers continued to pass around its carcass.
While it was dead? No, shut up.
And then later just left it on the sand.
No.
This little dolphin body.
That is awful. What is wrong with people?
Well, it was in Argentina.
Oh.
No habla inglés. I don't know.
That's awful.
You never hear stories about that in Texas, am I right? Just kidding, guys. Yeah, endangered baby dolphin dies after beachgoers pass it around to take selfies with it.
That is awful.
Poor little Flipper. He never had a
chance. Cutest thing ever, too.
Yeah, even when it's dead, that's like post-mortem.
Is he dead right there? Oh, that is just awful.
I wanted to talk about this because
the
stupid links we go to for a photo on Instagram or Facebook, it murdered a dolphin. They murdered a dolphin. Yeah.
You know, it reminds me of, because I grew up right next to West Yellowstone National Park.
Right.
And at that park, we got buffalo. We have grizzly bears. We have wolves. We have everything you can think of, mountain lions. Yeah. Anything in the wild lives in there at the West Yellowstone National Park. And people, tourists, will be driving through, and you'll see them get out of their vehicles and go up to the buffalo or the bears and want to take selfies, want to take pictures, and have their kids go and sit next to the bear or the buffalo, and then they get mauled.
Guys, 2 years ago maybe, I was coming into work with Teo. We were walking in together. We're going down the stairs. It's dark. And I look up and freeze in my tracks. Because there was a giant, like, 8-foot black bear in front of me.
That's actual audio. Right there.
In the park, right here at Calvary Albuquerque.
Every morning when I come in, I think of that stinking bear.
It was all over the news. I'm not being funny. I peed a little. There was a giant bear directly in front of me. So I immediately freeze in my tracks, and I'm trying to think of every bear movie I've ever seen, like Legends of the Fall. Like, how did Brad Pitt tackle the bear? Like, what do I do?
Did you pull out your
put my
buck
Bowie
knife
and just like, you and me, kid. So I freeze, and Teo starts slowly walking backwards. I'm like, no. We're standing there, and I'm frozen in place, and the very next thing that happens is this giant flash goes off behind my head.
Oh.
Because Teo pulled out his cell phone and started taking pictures of the bear! Which, by the way, if you're gonna take stupid 4 a.m. selfies of a bear in front of you, make sure the flash is off!
So what did the bear do once?
It immediately alerted the bear, who like looked up and stared at me, and I was like, I'm gonna die because Teo just took a picture of a bear with a flash on.
Oh, man.
It was terrible.
Well, you did, you know, here's the thing. Now, some of you are gonna argue with me because every time I bring this up, somebody out there who, of course,
is a bear expert.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah.
I grew up in Montana, so I was raised...
By bears.
By bears, yeah. And so I know exactly... No.
Baloo?
My
there's a documentary about your life. It's called The Jungle Book.
My parents own a cabin up in the wilderness. I mean, it took
an hour drive up into the mountains to get there.
You are a legend of the fall.
And my parents, when I think back, you know, I think, were they good parents? Sorry, Mom and Dad. Because
I think back.
They would let me just wander off into the wilderness and play in the trees when they're, you know, there's a grizzly bear den right up on the top of that mountain right there. There's wolves and
you're still alive.
Badgers
they
and
did
wolverines.
A great job.
And I'm still alive. And I had the greatest childhood ever, of course.
Well, yeah.
Thank you, Mom and Dad. But they always taught me what to do if I saw a bear. Now, this is what they told me. If you see a black bear, it's different than a grizzly bear. A black bear is going to be a little more skittish. So what you want to do is you want to make a lot of noise and scream it. Don't act scared.
That's what I did.
Yeah.
That's seriously what I did.
No, at first you were like, don't move. You froze.
I froze.
Yeah.
And then he took that picture and I said, what are you doing? And I started like making noise and the bear was like, he got kind of nervous and I'm like, oh, bears get nervous. And I charged
you
the black bear.
Oh, and then he started running
off.
And
he ran off around the building.
That's what you want to do with black bears. Now, not all black bears, of course, are going to react that way. This is just the way it is. Now, a grizzly bear is a different story.
Yeah, he'll fight you to the death.
If you come up on a grizzly bear, you want to be still. You want to play dead.
Yeah.
You can't climb a tree because guess what?
He'll climb it.
Bears can climb trees.
Yeah.
You can't outrun a bear.
Nope.
They're faster than you.
Dude, that black bear was so fast.
Yeah. Oh, they're so. Just YouTube black bear climbing up a tree. You see how fast those things are?
Just watch the news article.
It's unreal.
Because he was still up in the tree when the news showed up.
But again, it all depends on the bear, too. I mean, if you play dead, you have a better chance of them, like, burying you for later is what they'll do.
Why can't you climb up a tree and then
kick it in the face when it tries to get you?
No, jump out of the tree. Because that's what the black bear, I scared him and he ran around the building, climbed all the way up the tree, and then he just sat there and was like, I don't know how to get down. It's like maybe you climb up the tree.
They know how to get down. They're just scared. They think that they're hiding.
He wasn't hiding.
I know, but that's the thing. They climbed up a tree because they want to get away from people. They can get down from a tree.
All right.
Yeah, but when you got a crowd of people down there, they're not going to come down.
No, dude, everybody. And the funny thing was half the staff here at Calvary were out there with their phones. I'm like, what is wrong with you people?
Trying to get that perfect selfie. So again, it all depends on the animal. You know, a mountain lion. You want to make a lot of noise.
You want to just pee and cry because you're dead.
You want to make yourself as big as possible and scream and almost charge at the animal. And when you think about charging at a grizzly bear, or not a grizzly bear, but a mountain lion or a black bear, I don't think I could do that.
No!
That's what you got to do.
If your life's on the line, though, bro.
I guess.
I found the courage in me that morning, and I chased a bear. It was terrifying.
Good morning.
Good morning. Hey, Steve-O.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen a bear skeleton in a tree?
No.
Exactly. They could get down.
That's true. Okay. Touche. That's good. I like that.
Good morning, buddy. Good morning.
Amazing. Speaking of endangered species, coming up in the 8 o'clock hour, we're going to be interviewing Jermaine Dupri.
Yeah. And coming up next, we're going to tell you why we're going to be interviewing Jermaine Dupri. You're like, Jermaine Dupri?
He formed Crisscross, bro.
Oh, my goodness. Unbelievable. Yeah, you don't want to miss this. Coming up, I'll share Steve-O's booking skills. It's the Morning Invasion. Hang out.
Hey, this is Teo from the Morning Invasion. Listen, I know you're hearing this podcast and you are, number one, blown away, and number two, asking yourself, how can I get in on that Morning Invasion action? Well, all you have to do is shoot us an email, radio@star88.fm. We're going to hook it up. You're going to become the Morning Invasion podcast sponsor. Your name's going to be in lights. It's going to be all over the internet, and you will finally find a way to connect with those crazy millennials. radio@star88.fm.
Hit that podcast when you get a chance. It's on iTunes. Just search The Morning Invasion. Also at star88.fm at our website. Get it there too.
And your droid people have something. You guys know where your podcast is at on there. I don't have a droid.
Not either.
Thanks for joining us this morning. It's 7:39.
High today of 70 degrees.
Mm-hmm. Enjoy the spring weather. It's here to stay, everybody. I hope. At least for a week or two, huh?
Right? It looks like it. The next 10 days look beautiful.
All right. I want to talk about, before we get into more news, talk about yesterday.
Uh-huh.
And what happened.
Okay.
Because, man, it was... Okay. So, I want to try to paint a picture of how the whole booking the celebrities work for you listeners out there.
Yeah, we're starting to get bigger names on the show. We had Theo Rossi last Friday.
Yeah.
From Sons of Anarchy. Mm-hmm. He's got a new movie out.
Yeah.
Exciting and, stuff.
You know, working over at the other radio station for years, Buck and I, we had the opportunity to meet some really cool booking agents.
Yeah.
And so we continue to use those booking agents. And what a booking agent does is they will, a celebrity out there, whether it's somebody that has a new TV show that's coming out or has a new record or a movie, the booking agents will book these celebrities that want to talk about whatever there is they want to promote. And then they'll email radio stations and they'll ask, hey, we have all these time slots for this celebrity. Pick a time. And if we get in there fast enough, then we'll get a time slot. So I get an email from one of the booking agents. It was a couple days ago.
Yeah.
And one of them was for Jermaine Dupri. And when I saw that, because you get a lot of these bad interviews. Like, the agents will always send you tons of bad interviews, and you just kind of avoid them. And you don't have to take these interviews. You just don't have to email them back. So I just deleted.
I feel like that's information. That
deleted that.
I could have a couple days ago.
Then there was another one that popped up. It was about an hour later, and it was for a contestant on the Biggest Loser reality show. I don't watch the Biggest Loser reality show. I don't want to interview a contestant that got knocked, that got kicked out of the house. I don't know anything about it. I don't watch the show. I'm thinking Steve-O doesn't watch the show. Mateo doesn't watch the show. I'm going to delete this one. So I deleted Jermaine Dupri and I deleted the Biggest Loser interview opportunity because I just don't think that would be good radio. So I get to the gym yesterday.
Uh-huh.
And we're about ready to start working out, and Steve-O goes, what'd you say?
I said, hey, man, book some interviews.
And I was pumped. I was like, oh, cool. Who did you book?
Your guy called me, man. I got a couple of great interviews. Tomorrow, we got Jermaine Dupri.
All right. You got Jermaine Dupri, huh?
And Monday, we've got... Uh-huh. Some random chick from The Biggest Loser.
Fail!
On Monday.
I about lost it.
Monday.
I wanted to laugh, but I was just...
Can I tell my story? Can I tell it from my perspective?
I was so disappointed.
You're painting a terrible picture.
I was so disappointed, because I'm thinking, because you didn't tell me really what happened. I mean, you continued the story, which he'll tell in just a second.
Oh, yeah.
But at that moment when he told me, because you were pumped.
He sounded crisscross, Steve-O, and they will make you jump.
I got to tell you, Steve-O was so pumped to tell me.
Warm it up, Chris.
Who we were going to interview tomorrow.
I'm about to.
We're going to interview Jermaine Dupri.
Yeah. He dated Janet Jackson. Ms. Jackson, if you're nasty.
So, okay, finish your story.
Okay, here's what really happened, yeah. Jerk. You're supposed to be my partner. You're supposed to look out for me. I'm like middle of the day. Like, I know, dude, we got to hit Desert Forge later. We're, you know, Thursday and Friday, I knew it's going to be big. Like, these are our big gym days, so I want to make sure I'm rested. And so I ate, and then I crashed hard. So I'm like napping, and during my nap, my phone is like going crazy. Mm. And I look and I'm like, it's got to be a telemarketer. It's like some California number. I go back to sleep. Three times I get this call from the same exact number. So finally, the third time, I'm like, I got to answer this. And I'm like, hello? Dex! No, man, this is Steve-O. Steve-O! Hey, buddy. So-and-so, so-and-so from Blah Blah Media. Hey, man, what's up? Hey, you're Dex's partner, right? Yeah. Yeah. Oh, all right. Cool, man. He's been wanting to get these interviews. So, we're about to put it out. We're about to put it out to all of the radio, to the stations. I'm about to send this one out. But hey, you guys are my guys. So I'm going to give you top priority. All right.
Total sales pitch.
And I'm like, oh, okay. Yeah. Dex gave you my number. Obviously,
I still don't have a phone. Chip.
Obviously, he wants these.
I put Steve-O's number on because I don't have a cell
phone number.
I don't have a cell phone.
Don't know who this guy is. And he goes, "Yeah, man. We got Jermaine Dupri." And I'm like, "Okay." I just saw him on a billboard here because I think he was just playing in Albuquerque.
Really?
Seriously? Yeah, I think he was just in Albuquerque. I was like, "Okay, there's an Albuquerque connection." I think he was at one time married to Janet Jackson.
Oh, man.
Something about, like, Duh Brat and Crisscross. I vaguely remember this guy. And he's like, yeah, man. I said, oh! I try to be nice. I said, Friday's booked, man. But, I mean, we could always do it right after the morning show and pre-record it for next week. And so he goes, perfect! What are you thinking? I said, show's over at 10. I got a 10-10 slot. And I said, book us for 10-10. That would be perfect. And then he goes, by the way, all of these times are Eastern time. So 10-10, what does that make it for you Eastern time? And I said, fail. Bro, that would make it 8-10. Literally, directly smack dab in the middle of our show. And he goes, oh, man, I already put it down. It's perfect. It's going to be great.
Locked you in.
I got you in for Jermaine Dupri. What else? Oh, what else? I also got from The Biggest Loser. And I'm all right, well, Dexter and I have been doing this 90-day like challenge where we're going to Desert Forge Fitness. We're like trying to get healthy. That maybe he wanted to get this because it's The Biggest Loser, and like Dex is trying to lose weight.
Do you watch that show?
I've never seen a single episode.
I don't watch that show. Tao doesn't watch the show.
But it's an inspiring show. Okay. It's tales of inspiration for people that want to not be that.
Yeah.
So I said, yeah, man, what you got? Monday. And I said, ooh, Monday mindset, right? Changing your body, changing your mentality. This is why Dex wanted to do that. Heck yeah, man, put us down for that one. All right, Steve-O, you're the man, bro. Thank you so much. Just got these interviews booked. They're great people. You're going to love them.
Yeah, okay. And you know what?
Jerk?
I'm sorry.
You left me out to dry. You gave my phone number to some random
But
booking
here's the thing,
agent guy.
Usually the booking agents don't call you.
Yeah,
that's the weird part about it. They usually email. Now, the reason why he called you, Steve-O, is because nobody else wanted to interview them. That's why he called you.
That's not true.
He gave you the sales pitch so you would get locked in because he has nobody doing the interviews.
Jermaine Dupri just rocked a DJ set at Santa Ana Star Casino in January.
Oh,
so
man.
We have so much to talk about with this guy.
No, the only thing he wants to talk about is this show right here called The Rap Game.
Coming up this season on The Rap Game.
They are switching things up in this house.
We're halfway through and he's probably getting ready to turn up.
Did you have any idea that I was going to be here?
And tough.
But
oh my God. You know how good your rap would be.
So The Rap Game is this reality show where these young kids want to be rap gangster stars.
Yeah, my favorite is this. I'm reading the media press release for this. It's on Lifetime. It's called The Rap Game. The people that are battling for, to be the next young rapper are Miss Mulatto, Lil Nico.
Oh boy.
Lil Poopy, Supa Peach, and Young Lyric.
Young Lyric?
Young Lyric. My favorite is Lil Poopy.
Oh.
Who seriously, I'm asking him this today. Can I ask him, is he going to be offended if I go, hey, bro, real question. When this kid came to you and said his rap name was Lil Poopy, did you, giggle? Did you think about it? Is this a good idea?
That's
not,
but he's a rapper. That's the thing.
But his name's Jermaine Dupri.
But you can't make fun of that because that would be disrespectful to him.
Disrespectful to Lil Poopy?
Yeah, those are all rapper names, man. Do you live in that world? I don't think so.
I want to know how you get rap. This is what we're going to do. I'm going to get a rapper name today.
You know what? Steve was doing the interview by himself.
No, I am not!
Buck might be here today.
You
I don't know. But
jerk!
I'm out.
You did
I didn't book
to me.
This. I didn't book the interview. This is all you.
He is the so-so deaf CEO, bro. Respect, dog. He founded such classic artists like Xscape.
Good morning.
And Da Brat. And
somebody save me.
Crisscross. And
somebody said
that's actually about it. I want to know.
Okay,
let me throw it out there. Been doing for like 20 years.
Let me just throw it out there real quick. Call in right now if you think that having Jermaine Dupri on this morning show was a good idea. Call now 338-3700.
They haven't heard the interview. They don't know. It could be magical.
You know what? You're right. There are many times over the years where we have had people on the show that we were thinking this is going to be a terrible interview, and it turns out to be the best interview.
Yeah.
So it very well might be a good interview, but
Gentry says my rap name is Tone Deaf.
Good morning.
You guys aren't really having him on, are you?
I promise.
I know.
I promise you, pool boy, Jermaine Dupri is calling at 8:10.
He's booked. He's booked on the show.
Oh my goodness! You guys, I'm telling you, this is going to be one of those Hillsong.
No.
Listen to me.
I promise you,
we have been friends for too many years for me to lie to you. I swear, we seriously have Jermaine Dupri. This is a real story that really happened to me yesterday, and he's really booked for the show today.
And the Biggest Loser contestant who got kicked out of the house is really calling in on Monday.
Hey,
what the heck is going on?
Listen, guys. New to this whole booking agent thing,
right? So deaf, the brat, crisscross,
yes.
All that.
Yes.
You got to bring up crisscross.
Of course, I'm going to bring up crisscross. Are you
TLC?
Kidding me?
Okay, Steve-O, because I know you listened to this stuff when you were younger. You know?
Dude, I still listen.
I've listened to it, and I still listen to rap, underground rap and stuff. Not really mainstream, but it's a weird.
There will be no mocking of Chris Cross because Chris Kelly, one half of Chris Cross, passed away, and so will be none mocking of Chris Cross. I loved Chris Cross when I was a kid.
338-3700 is having Jermaine Dupri on. Is this a good idea?
We need to put listener questions out there.
I think Jermaine Dupri will be a very nice lady.
Okay.
She sounds sweet.
All right.
Later.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Facebook.com/star88FM. Here's the deal. We'll throw out listener questions.
Oh, my God. Nobody cares.
Yes,
nobody
everyone cares.
Questions.
Guys, everyone cares. Jermaine Dupri, look at that.
Do you guys care? Do you care about Jermaine Dupri calling in?
Absolutely, man. You should put him on, bro.
Well, he's going to be on at 8:10.
Listen to this guy. He knows what he's talking about. Thanks, Lil Poopy.
Good morning.
Yeah. So who is Jermaine Dupri?
Yeah, exactly, right? Oh, he wasn't anything since the 90s.
You know what?
Exactly.
But he's still living his life, guys. See, this is just one of those examples of him. Just because he's not in the spotlight doesn't mean that we should forget about him.
Okay.
He brought us such classics
as
Da Brat. Guys, Da Brat. Uh-huh. Am I right, dog?
Yeah. Again, the booking agent couldn't fill the radio tour, couldn't get anybody to do the interview, so he sales pitched you to get you to do the interview.
Well, it worked.
Good morning.
Hey, man, I heard Jermaine Dupri is going to bring in a rap artist also there. He's going to actually show up, you know, on if it's a phone interview, he's going to have this new rapper as well. His name is G-Hot.
Okay. Nope.
No, for real,
just,
bro.
Just,
anyway, you guys cut me short. I needed to just put that little spot in.
Dude, that was amazing.
Incredible.
Yeah. G-Hot. Good morning.
Hi, I am calling with the offer of a lifetime. I'm calling to set up my interview. Stay-at-home mom, photographer, doing big things and expecting to walk in the slot with you guys.
Go ahead, Steve-O. You want to book this?
I do. What life skills do you have? I mean, you obviously stay-at-home mom. That means you do literally everything.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. If you can hear my baby screaming in the background right now, I'm actually kind of neglecting to make this important offer for you. I do it all. Yeah, I do it all. I'm not dishes. Don't do those. But everything else.
Oh, my gosh. Favorite Amazing. Phone call of the morning. You are a wonderful human.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys. I look forward to hearing the interview. Okay.
Beautiful.
Thank you.
Beautiful.
So, yeah, Jermaine Dupri going to be on the show at 8:10 this morning.
We only have like 10 minutes.
News!
So the news is, yes, we really will have Jermaine Dupri on. Yeah. In other flashback news, Blade Runner, one of my favorite sci-fi movies from childhood.
Harrison Ford.
There will be a sequel directed by the director of Sicario. Check it out. Starring Ryan Gosling.
Yeah, I like Ryan Gosling.
And Harrison Ford, returning as Deckard, of course, finally has a release date. But it's here's what sucks. When people put out release dates, you're like, yeah, wait, 2018? Right. January 12th, 2018.
I wish they would just hold off and not tell us until maybe, I don't know, 8 months. Before it comes out?
Over 2 years from now, we shall be getting a brand new Blade Runner. So, yeah, there you go. In other news, Kim Kardashian's online game. If you want to be a little more depressed, like that wonderful stay-at-home mom who just called, and, you know, trying to be a photographer, just trying to do things for a family. Mm. Kim Kardashian released a stupid mobile game called Kim Kardashian Hollywood. And we all laughed because it was Kim Kardashian. Apparently the joke's on us. Kim has raked in over $100 million on her app game.
Is this real life?
It is real life, son.
That's
and I am
crazy.
So sorry. I'm so sorry.
$100 million
it's
on an app game?
It's been downloaded 42 million times. Yeah, the game is free, but there's tons of like in-app purchases that people are willing to pay for. Wow.
That's crazy, right?
She gets 45% of all the profits that come in from this app and has made over $100 million on a stupid app game called Kim Kardashian Hollywood.
Yeah. That's where you got, it's all in the apps, man. We got to create an app.
Yeah, we mentioned this yesterday talking to Teo, but never really got a chance to talk about it. Someone created an online petition demanding that Deadpool, not Ryan Reynolds, Deadpool hosts Saturday Night Live in character the entire episode.
So Ryan Reynolds in character as Deadpool.
Yes. Yeah. That would be magical. The ratings couldn't possibly get any worse at this point for Saturday Night Live.
I don't know about you. I don't watch that filth.
What, Saturday Night Live?
No, I don't. Well, yeah, I don't watch that either. Or Deadpool. That is, I don't know why you would watch that filth.
The petition says, how would this not be hilarious having Deadpool in sketches breaking the fourth wall, inserting some of his brand of humor, obviously toned down a bit for television? How awesome would it be to have some Deadpool interpretive dancing while a musical guest was playing? There's unlimited possibilities. Last time we looked at it, there were over 49,000 signatures already for Deadpool to host SNL.
Whatever.
I don't know. Yeah, yeah. Weather Girl got arrested for running a grow house.
She was a Weather Girl?
Yeah. Hard to stay under the radar as a criminal when your face is on the news literally every day. 32-year-old Tori Shaw is a Weather Girl for an NBC affiliate in Kentucky, just across the border from Illinois. She was arrested on Tuesday after police got an anonymous tip that she was operating a marijuana grow house. They showed up to her house with a warrant and found 7 marijuana plants, 6 guns, 2 silencers,
what?
A bulletproof vest.
Why does she need silencers?
And 8 boxes of ammo. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Weather Girl, bro.
All right.
Just goes to show you, maybe Teo's onto something with this whole not trusting Ron Ketty thing, man. They smile, they wave. Yeah.
We got to go to break. When we come back, celebrity Jermaine Dupri will be joining us. This is not a joke either. This is really going to be on. Talk about his new reality show called Rap Game.
Okay.
Thank you, Steve-O.
Yeah.
We'll be back.
Yeah.
It's time for the Morning Invasion. Here's Dex, Steve-O, and Teo.
I'll never forget it. I'll never forget the sound.
It's magic.
On Star 88.
We're about 4 minutes away from Jermaine Dupri live on the phone.
I'm so stoked you're going to lead this interview up.
Nah, I'm out of this interview.
You are not. Don't leave me hanging,
Steve-O,
bro.
Steve-O booked the interview, and
Yeah, if you're just joining us and you missed what happened, just a quick recap.
Yeah.
You gave a booking agent my phone number.
Well, because I don't have a cell phone. So I gave you the number because in case when they call, if they can't get a hold of us, they can call your phone and we can say, oh, okay, we'll call you back. Mo, the booking agent calls Steve-O after I've already deleted these booking, like, because they emailed me first about Jermaine Dupri and a contestant from The Biggest Loser to have on the show, and I deleted it because you guys don't want those interviews.
Yeah, they do.
No,
the people want to know.
So then the booking agent calls Steve-O's phone thinking it's me, and Steve-O books the interviews.
Yeah.
And,
dude, we have been inundated with listener questions. From we got one on Facebook. We got one listener question.
A great interview, Steve-O.
For Jermaine Dupri.
This is what happens when you book an interview.
This is what happens when you just willy nilly give away my cell phone number like it's candy.
I told you that I was putting your cell phone number down, and the booking agents never call unless they need somebody to fill the spot.
You don't tell me this crap.
I'm sorry.
Gosh.
Hey, you live and you learn,
Jermaine
right?
Dupri.
You know, we're learning.
We've had a few people say, who? I have no idea. Here's the deal, bro. When you were in the 90s and you listened to such great hits as Jump, all right, by Crisscross, or like Funkified by Da Brat,
yeah.
It's all because of Jermaine Dupri.
Yeah, and he here's another great nugget that I want to throw out there.
Yeah.
The reality show is pretty much all over. The first season is over.
Yeah, the
season
finale.
We're on the season finale.
Yeah, look, we got a boom! Multiple questions just came in.
The phone's ringing. It might be him, so you better prepare yourself for this interview. Good morning.
Hey, it's Bob over here at Wise Brothers. How you guys
Bob,
doing?
Bob, how are you, sir?
Good, man. I like this regular chat now.
I know, man. I'd missed your voice.
Oh.
I missed it as well. And now we have a new voice out with Steve-O as well.
Yeah.
Heck yeah, man.
And, you know, Buck was supposed to be here this morning, but he
bailed.
He bailed.
He bailed in typical
really?
Buck fashion.
Yeah, he comes in every once in a while and says
that's good to know. I'm glad you guys still chum around a little bit.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah, for sure.
See?
Excellent. Well, I got Jermaine ready for you guys. You ready for him?
Absolutely.
And have a fantastic weekend, gentlemen.
You too, buddy.
I'm on with you right now.
All right.
Here you go, guys.
All right, Jermaine. Next one's ready for you. In Albuquerque, New Mexico, you'll be talking to two guys. Their names are Dex and Steve-O. And if you're ready, I'll put them all with you.
All right.
Here we go.
Dex and Steve-O, say hi to Jermaine Dupri.
Hey!
Hey, hey, hey.
How you doing, man?
I'm good. How you doing?
Cannot complain. It is beautiful out here in the ABQ.
All right.
Yes, yes. Dude, you were out here like a month ago, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, rocked a DJ set.
Yeah, it was freezing cold.
Yeah,
I was there.
So where do you normally like hang your hat?
Atlanta in LA.
Okay. See, that's not bad. Dude, Dexter.
Yes.
Say hello to Jermaine, man.
Jermaine, how are you?
So Dev CEO on the phone.
How you doing?
Doing good, man. I just saw the trailer, and I started watching one of the episodes, the first episode of your show, the rap game, and got something going on there, buddy.
Oh yeah, definitely got something going on. You know, it's pretty exciting. I'm a little sad that tonight is the finale of season one, but I did get season two, so I'm excited about that. We just gonna keep pushing through and trying to give the world of music some new music and some new talent.
How different is the game now, considering, you know, looking way back, I grew up listening to incredible things like Crisscross and Da Brat.
Yeah.
And so back then, I mean, you found those two, in the mall?
Yeah, I found Crisscross in the mall, yeah.
So, like, from then, you know, just actually having to discover someone, like, in a shopping mall to now, like, With YouTube and, you know, you got reality TV shows and everything. How different is the culture of discovering artists? And do you think it's easier or harder?
I think it's harder because it's so much now. It's so many people that believe that they are capable of doing this as opposed to, being able to go to a talent show and seeing five artists and one of them actually being a standout.
Right.
you know, now that standout artist is kind of discouraged. So it's really harder to find that one standout artist, you know what I mean, nowadays, because there's so much fluff out here that most of the standout artists, they really don't even want to be in the same room with all of the people that's trying to do the exact same thing. So it's a lot harder, I believe, to find talent. And it's also, you know, the teaching of finding talent, the teaching of talented people, the teaching period of the music industry is much less than it ever was since I was growing up. So the teaching of how to get to this point is not really in the air. It's not a lot of shows on TV. It's not a lot of things that people can learn from to actually get to this place. So a lot of things that you've seen in the past have really not been happening in this day and era.
Hmm. We're talking with Jermaine Dupri. Now, in your reality show, The Rap Game, for those of us who haven't seen the season, are these kids, are there some brats that you're having to deal with? Or are you having to deal with some of their moms?
Not dub rat, like just right. Regular brats.
Right, right, right. Maybe mom is on set and she's, you know how moms can get with their kids when they're in the entertainment business. Do you have to deal with a lot of that
drama? Well, on this show, the moms are on the show. The parents are on the show. It's not even about them being on set. They are. That's one of the qualities of the show, is that we wanted to show people at home what managers, momagers, or the fathers, or whatever it is that they bring to the whole development process of an artist getting signed, or the growth of an artist. So yes, that's one of the big things that we deal with on this show, is the parents actually feuding with each other, the parents actually, fighting to have their kids be number one every week, not physically fighting, but just like, just trying their hardest to do things to get their artist to be number one each week. So, yeah, it's definitely something we have to deal with.
Okay.
All right. If you don't mind, we got a ton of listener questions. When I posted that you were going to be on the show, a bunch of people wanted to ask questions, ranging from the overwhelmingly dumb, like this one. Do you still rock your jeans backwards?
Oh, nah.
Yeah. You're like, dude, I'm 43. I haven't done that in like 20 years. It's all good. Josh on Facebook says, hey, are you going to get Froggy Fresh and Moneymaker Mike for the next season of The Rap Game?
Have you heard of them, Jermaine?
Who was that?
Froggy Fresh. Have you heard of Froggy Fresh on YouTube?
No, I haven't.
Oh, man. You gotta
look him up.
You got to search Froggy Fresh. He's got millions of views, and he's real popular on YouTube, and the guy can rap.
Yeah.
He's great.
He can spit. He's good. Yeah, absolutely.
Right, Froggy Fresh.
Froggy Fresh, yes. And if you get him for season two now, can we get like minor street cred for that? Like, can we get some Jermaine Dupri street cred for that?
Okay, all right.
Yeah. Our boy Thebes out in Beaumont, California says, "All right, we mentioned the backwards clothing, but what is a new fashion trend that you are rocking, or that maybe you're trying to push right now?"
I think it's very, it's not even actually a title to it at this point. It's really just like, for me, my clothing is, I would say I'm a much more clean, more dressed up type of guy these days. You know, I wear a suit, pretty much all through the week, and, it's a little different than before. And that's actually a difference in my dress from 20 years ago. So for me, that's a big difference to wear suits from wearing your pants backwards and going, wearing the biggest jeans that you could possibly find to wearing clothes that actually fit you and, putting on a belt that actually fits and all of this type of stuff. So for me, that's a much different turnaround than what my clothing was in prior to today.
Do you find that being I mean, we're older. I came up around the same time as you. We're close in age, and I grew up sporting the JNCOs and the crazy big clothes. And I agree with what you're saying. I posted a photo of you, and I was like, "Dang, dude, he looks nice." Like wearing a shirt, and you got like this really nice vest and a hat and stuff. Does that change the way you view music in general as you're producing, as you're putting out new content, as you get older and mature, does it change the way you view the artistry of rap?
No, not really. I mean, I'm sure at some point it does have a little bit of the way that I attack it from the beginning. But then once I get in the studio and you know, sit in the seat and start making the music, it's the same mentality. I'm trying to get to the same place that I've always wanted to get to when making a record. But initially, probably, you know, when you walk different, you talk different. So, you know, you have to pay attention to that. My walk is a lot different than it was when I was wearing my pants backwards.
Right.
Yeah. Right.
We got Jermaine Dupri on the show right now. Our boy in Las Cruces, New Mexico, wants to know what your favorite Bible verse is.
Mm.
Oh man!
See, I know.
That's a hard one. That's a hard one this morning.
John 3:16.
But as we talk about it, I got a serious one because I don't want to belittle that question. It was a serious question, but we are we're a Christian format station, and so as we're talking about growing, maturing, things that we did in our 20s that now in our 40s we're looking at going, man, I don't do those things anymore. Over the years, through maturity in your life, what would you say if someone said, hey man, what are your thoughts on Jesus?
What's my thoughts on what?
On Jesus Christ.
He's the greatest.
Yeah, man. Absolutely.
I mean, you nailed it right there. Nothing more to say about that. Yeah.
Well, tonight is the season finale of the Rap Game.
Yeah.
Yes.
And, man, thanks so much, Jermaine,
yeah,
for being
season
on the show.
Yeah, season 2, when do you kick it off? When does season 2 get going?
I don't actually have a date yet. We just announced it 3 days ago, so I'm guessing I'm once I get off these calls and doing the press today, I'm probably gonna, you know, get to work and we'll start talking about what date we're gonna start shooting season 2. It definitely won't be a big gap in between, because the success of the show, you know, the show is actually the number one show in this time slot. So, you know, we want to keep that energy going. We don't want a lapse between people forgetting all of this energy, and I have to do all of these interviews over and build up this anticipation again. So it definitely won't be that long.
Word. All right, man.
All right, the Rap Game airs tonight, 10 p.m. Eastern Time on Lifetime. Jermaine Dupri, thanks, buddy.
All right, thank you.
All right. Good job, Steve-O. Good
jerk.
Job. He was okay.
He was nice.
He was all right. It was a good interview, I guess.
He wasn't completely thrown off by the Jesus question.
No, not at all. He wasn't completely thrown off.
Nah, totally. Totally not thrown off. Well, you hit him with, like, what's your favorite Bible verse?
Hey, that's what Poolboy wanted to know.
Yeah, I know, but you gotta, like, ease into that. Go up to a stranger on the street that you've never met before and go, hey, dog, what's your favorite Bible verse?
I was supposed to be out of this interview, and you sucked me right into it.
Yeah, that's because he was a nice guy.
You wanted to interview him. I didn't.
Just Jermaine Dupri. I'm gonna sport my hoodie backwards today in honor of Jermaine Dupri.
You know what I'm really excited about is the contestant from The Biggest Loser on Monday. We're going to be talking to the latest contestant that got kicked off of the
Stop
Biggest Loser.
Stop making fun of me.
Show.
It's going to be good.
Is that what our morning show is now?
I know her stresses, man. I'm going to relate to her currently. You know, we're going to Desert Forge.
You know,
they weighed me at the beginning. Yeah. 149.5, 9.8% body fat. I got to work on that, man. Uh-huh. I understand and can relate to the people on The Biggest Loser.
Oh, my goodness. Good morning.
That was so great.
Yeah. Yeah.
Dude, I hope he goes back wherever he is and he starts looking in the Bible and tries to find the scripture.
That's my thing. I already got a text from Thieves out in California that said, you need to start accepting every interview. That was great. Ha!
Yeah, dude.
Ha!
And then the bigger... This radio station is really revving up, man.
Thank you.
Thank you,
mucho, Pool Boy.
And it's all because of Jermaine Dupri.
Get out of here.
Crisscross, make you jump.
Good morning.
Hello?
Gentlemen, little love, guys, all the way up here from Denver. Y'all played that. That was on the fly. That interview was killer.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Wooly, I love you so much.
You're so encouraging. Even
dude,
when,
thank
even
you.
Even when you're lying.
Hey, he's not lying.
Oh, no, it was awful. But, like, you guys
I didn't want to be in the interview. I wanted Steven to take it, and he sucked me right in. He threw me right out there, man. Oh.
Loved it.
Oh, yeah, totally. Like, step up and say something, man. It's Jermaine Dupri.
It was Jermaine Dupri. You got to. Jermaine Dupri, man. Jermaine Dupri.
Thanks, Wooly.
You're welcome, world. You are welcome. Love you, Wooly.
I want to welcome my ex-job wife, ex-co-host from the Buck and Dex Army. Got to pull that mic right up to your face there, buddy.
Yeah, is that how this works?
he just casually just, you know, sitting down and So did you hear the interview with Jermaine Dupri?
Yeah, way to leave Steve-O hanging on that one.
What a jerk, right?
Did you
right?
hear the story?
He immediately just
did you
like
hear
pulled
the story?
Back.
What happened?
No.
Okay, so I passed on that interview because it's Jermaine Dupri.
He didn't
in
tell
his
me any
rap
of this.
Game reality show that he
which
has
sounds compelling. I'm going to watch the season finale tonight. I hope a little poopy wins.
Yeah. So I passed on it, but I put Steve-O's number down as, you know, the contact, and they...
And Bob just called?
Well,
yeah,
nobody
calls me.
You know how it works, is usually they email back a time slot. Well, of course, nobody wanted the interview, so they called...
Don't say
Jermaine
of course.
They
it's
called...
No.
Thank
they
you, called Steve-O.
He's like a legendary
Gosh,
producer.
I
in the
love 90s, you. Dude,
even, no,
he is
even
the
now,
CEO
he's still producing
of So
now.
So okay. Deaf.
So they call... This guy calls from our prep thing, and he's all, like, doing this hardcore sales pitch to Steve-O, saying... And you guys are the first ones on this. I'm going to get you going. Yeah. This thing is filling up fast.
It.
And Steve was
it.
Like, book us. We're
book
in.
Us.
We're
Jermaine
in.
Dupri?
So I get
no
to the
clue.
Gym yesterday, and he's like, guess who I booked? Jermaine Dupri.
Yeah. And everybody loves it. Everybody loves it.
We took phone calls for like 30 minutes, and nobody even knew who he was.
Whatever.
Or even cared.
Yeah.
Whatever. Yeah. Guess who we're having on Monday?
So
on Monday we're having a contestant that got kicked off over the weekend from The Biggest Loser.
Yeah, come on, that's cool, right?
Who cares? Oh my gosh!
Everybody
he
cares.
Booked it.
I booked
he
it.
He booked it.
You know, you guys. I'll tell you guys a funny story. Dex probably remembers this. I don't play golf very often. One day I'm out golfing, and my cell phone rings, and it's Russell Simmons.
What?
Yeah, for real. And he calls, and he was like, hey, he's like, I want to see if you guys want to do an interview with me.
Oh, my gosh.
About my brother's TV show. And, I mean, how do you say no?
You can't say no.
It was for
to Rev Run.
Rev Run, yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, you don't have to tell me. You're talking to the kid that, like, I mock and I joke. I grew up sporting nothing but hip-hop. Like, I was hip-hop kid.
Yeah.
So when it was like, yeah, Jermaine Dupri, I'm like, all right. Dude, that dude founded Criss Cross. I think he was in a Salt and Pepper video once. Heck yeah, I'm down with that dude.
All right.
I loved it.
Well, Buck's here.
Dude, Russell Simmons would have been good. I would have loved Rev Run, his brother. Are you kidding me?
You know what? And that was a good show. It was on MTV. It was super popular. Yeah. His show's on Lifetime.
Dude, Lifetime's a great channel.
Come on.
You know what,
give me
jerk?
A break. Leave the studio.
Here's the deal. If for nothing else, we got to talk to a dude that, like, when he was 19 years old, founded Criss Cross, and to see a transformation of a dude for, like, 20 years to see what he was doing and how... Remember how dumb we were when we were kids and wearing... I wasn't wearing my clothes backwards, but, like, the things they would do to see him now and mature and change, I like that.
You know, sometimes...
Redemption story.
You just have to do interviews for yourself. I'm serious.
Yeah,
you
that's
do.
True.
You know what? We interviewed the Reverend Horton Heat, and Dex hated it. And I love that guy. He's a phenomenal musician.
There's a difference. You're right. I agree with you, Buck. I agree with you. And I've booked many, over the years, I've booked interviews solely because I liked the show.
Yeah, he booked an interview with Aaron Neville once.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
It was terrible.
Oh, man.
Awful.
Cisco from the Thong Song.
Yeah, we had to interview Cisco.
Cisco?
Yeah.
So
I've purposely done that for me, but the thing is that you didn't want to interview Jermaine Dupri. You were even saying that you didn't want to, but he gave you this killer sales pitch.
It was great. It was great.
Did you really not want to interview him?
10 minutes of your life.
He did.
That was it.
And you know what? We made it funny. And
it was
we
good.
Made it good, and it worked out.
Yeah.
But I don't know about Monday.
Monday
when
the
Biggest Loser contestant
is on. I'm your wingman. You know, sometimes in your work, if you're not challenged, if you're not stretched, you start getting lazy, and next thing you know, even though you're a great morning team, they fire you. Am I right, you two? High five. No. No?
Yeah.
No one?
He's true. He's got a point.
Okay. Just trying to stretch you, man. I don't want to lose my job. I'm not in real estate. I don't make six figures. Gosh.
All right. We got to
take a break.
Jermaine
Dupree.
Yeah. Jermaine Dupree. If you missed that interview.
Can I get a plastic spoon, please? I brought some yogurt.
You sure can. You can hit the podcast later today. It'll be up at iTunes.
You're welcome.
Will it be up? Will it be up at the podcast?
Welcome world.
I might just delete that one out of it. All right, when we come back, is tracking your kids okay? We're going to talk about that.
What about Josette?
Josette from Swarf will be in. We have a dog that needs a home. It's coming up next. Hey, this is Dex from The Morning Invasion. Do you love hearing Steve-O every morning?
It's a morning invasion. Coming straight to your Asians?
Stop it. Stop it. He made it racist.
Or maybe you like that southern boy from Mississippi, Mateo.
It's the morning invasion, adjusted for inflation. I'd like to rap into you, but I'm comfy in my station.
With growing numbers each week, you could use this time to tell our listeners about your business or product. Get in touch with us by sending an email to radio@star88.fm.
Hello, everyone. Friday.
Whoa. Hey, sorry about that.
8:37.
Go ahead, Steve-O.
High today of 70 degrees. I was giving it to you, man.
No, it's all right.
I really was.
It's all good. I'll just sit back here in the back. Kind of like it back here.
Yeah.
Why are you yelling?
He always yells. Even I know that.
Buck is here, everybody.
He's up on the counter.
He's hanging out with us. And we have Josette from Swarf, Southwest Animal Rescue
Federation.
No.
Fund.
Flagship.
Fund.
Flagship.
Foundation.
She has a great little organization where she takes in these dogs.
Yeah.
And she finds homes for them.
Mm-hmm.
Which I don't know. That takes a special person to
Come
do
here.
Because I don't know how you take a dog in and then let them go. What happens?
Nothing.
He's being a
Everything's
puppy.
Everything's fine.
Steve-O has the dog up on on the counter, and
you guys can see him on the webcam.
Yes,
I believe that's the purpose for that.
Star88.fm. Go there and you can watch and see this wonderful dog that needs a home.
Yeah. Oh, dude.
Who did you bring in this morning?
This morning we have Drogo. He's a 16-week-old pit bull mix puppy. And he actually just got neutered yesterday, so he's a little sensitive, but you'd never know.
No, you wouldn't.
He's awesome.
He is amazing.
Yeah.
He kind of looks a little bit like the Little Rascals dog.
Absolutely.
Gosh, he's got the perfect little high. Yes. Oh, my gosh.
He's got some heeler markings.
No.
He's very sweet.
You were the best!
There you go. All right, we have to have a conversation right now, Josette, with Steve-O.
No,
yes,
guys!
I think we do, absolutely.
Okay. Chrissy will fight you both.
Stop it right now. Chrissy, you're tuning in right now. You're probably on the webcam checking out Drogo.
Everybody should be.
Yep. Yeah. And so Steve-O has a dog named Rocket Raccoon.
Yeah.
And Rocket Raccoon is just this little puppy, and he's tearing up the house.
Mm-hmm.
And he needs a friend.
Yeah.
He needs a brother or a sister. And
you know, I like that that's your logic for this, because
yes,
that's what people always say. They're like, oh, my dog's a little high strung. He's kind of tearing things. Let's get him a friend to play with so he doesn't
do that. Trouble.
I will say at the Super Bowl when the
That I wasn't invited to?
Came over.
I wasn't invited either. It's cool.
Really?
No.
They brought Vader, their dog, and Rocket had a blast.
Oh, they're like best friends.
Yeah.
And so we know that Rocket does really well with other dogs.
Mm-hmm.
And he would do amazing with Drogo.
He would. Drogo's very mellow.
Was this Steve-O. A ploy? Was this? I know he's just like chilling. His head's just on my shoulder.
He's the coolest dog ever.
He cuddles
he really is.
Better than anybody you've ever cuddled with. I guarantee it.
He's got tiny paws, so I don't think he's going to get much bigger, right?
Like we're thinking he's going to be pretty medium sized. I mean, not full thick pit, but I mean, he's maybe a pocket pity.
Like a 25-30 pounder.
Yeah. I mean, I really don't do a good job with that because I told Steve-O that Rocket would be.
Oh, Rocket's going to be like this little, you know, medium sized. Blah, blah, he's a
huge.
Beast. He's
Oops.
Ginormous.
And can we just talk about pit bulls for a second?
Yes,
because
please.
If you're listening right now and you're saying, oh, he's a pit bull. No, not going there. Stop right now. Pit bulls. We've had friends. I know. I don't know if Buck, did you ever own a pit bull?
Yeah, actually, years and years and years ago.
Yeah, we've had friends that own pit bulls. They're amazing dogs.
They're really
You know, they're
dogs.
Just, it's just a bull breed. So, I mean, you know, we've had bulldogs. We've had, I've had a pit bull. I mean, it's just a bull breed, and they're great dogs.
And here's the thing, man. We just had Jermaine Dupri on the show.
Oh, gosh.
DMX is going to make a comeback soon. You got Eve, maybe Lil' Kim. Maybe you need to get hit up for, like, some rap music videos. Nothing greater than the pit.
Oh.
Am I right?
Oh, my gosh.
Really?
You've been around Dex way too long.
Oh, man. Oh, that's all stupid.
Hey, listen, y'all going to make me lose my mind up in here.
Up in here.
Up in here.
This
can
dog
I get a big
cool.
chain and we'll just like.
Stop it.
Okay, Drogo is one of the coolest dogs. Now,
I'm going to punch you.
If you can't make it to the webcam, go to our Facebook page guys can see a picture and we'll give all the information about Drogo. Here in a little bit.
Except he's probably already adopted, so I'm just kidding.
Steve-O, my wife will. We're trying to get Steve-O to take Drogo home because Rocket would
can
be
can I rename
best
him
friends.
Drogo?
You just don't watch Game of Thrones.
I
you
don't.
Don't know.
Can I name him Brogo?
Sure.
Drogo's a good one.
Sure.
Drogo was a good character. He was like this big...
Spoiler alert! You said was! That means he's dead!
Yeah, in season one, he got killed.
Okay. I've never seen it.
In season one,
it.
Yeah, no, he was this cool warrior, and he ended up getting clipped in the first season. So.
Which is ironical because this dog is tiny.
Yeah, he is.
Isn't he like married to Lisa Bonet, the dude who plays him?
Yeah.
I think he is.
I don't know. I don't have a TV, remember?
So, she doesn't have a TV.
No.
Do you just sit around and read like leather-bound books or
I
what
have,
do you do?
Dogs at my house.
Dogs,
so it's pretty entertaining. There's not a lot of real quiet, slow time ever.
How many dogs you got at your house right now?
I have four of my own dogs.
Mm-hmm. Is that all you want to say?
I only actually right now I have three fosters.
Let me ask you a question. Yeah. All right. Do you have a husband?
No.
What are we? We're trying to get her adopted now, or what? Like, listen, she.
I just want to.
I just want to
qualify if she's like a crazy
she
cat lady,
available?
But just a crazy dog lady.
I don't think so yet. I mean, I
guess
four's
manageable.
No, she has seven. She has four of her own, and she has three foster. So she has seven dogs at her house right now.
Oh, my God. You have seven? Yeah. I thought you meant four.
I have a very large home. It's very arranged.
Spacious?
Yeah.
Ranched?
No, arranged.
Oh,
it's arranged very well.
How did this interview
Why
turn into like...
this? Yeah. So let me tell you about Drogo. Yeah. no, but really...
Somebody donate a TV to Josette, please.
Looking for donations, speaking of, which actually we could go into the thrift store, but I'll do Drogo first.
Okay.
Okay, he's real mellow. I mean, he's a 16-week-old puppy, so you think, you know, high-wired, crazy puppy, but he's real mellow. He's real polite.
He loves breakfast
He loves breakfast burritos, yeah. But
break
he's,
him off. Give him some potato.
No!
He's going to have an accident.
I don't work here. It's fine.
Well, me neither, so give him some burrito.
No! Nope.
He's working on potty training. I mean, he's still, you know, 16 weeks old, so
yeah,
it's,
that's
you
easy.
Know, he's not potty trained, really, at this point. But he's precious, and he does great with all other dogs. We found him, actually. It was kind of via a Facebook thing, and a friend of mine had a friend that lived in she's out in Valencia County, and there was a puppy, tiny little emaciated puppy, dropped off in her yard, and there was there's a lot of strays out there. It's a whole different problem. And there was a pack of strays like kind of being circling and semi
like they were gonna eat him
pretty much. Yeah,
yeah. Wow.
So the person snagged him and we went and picked him up, and that's
it blows my mind that people could just take a dog and drop it off.
Well, and he was only six weeks old.
Jeez. Yeah,
I mean, he's just and he was so thin. He maybe probably hadn't eaten in well far too long, but anyway, so he's all good to go now and healthy and has no problems
and very chill.
Doesn't seem
like he's hyper at all. Mm-mm. And very gentle and loving and needs a home, everybody.
He needs
needs a home. Steve-O and Chrissy. This is the perfect partner for Rocket Raccoon.
He would do really well with other puppies, obviously. Well, and actually his foster home, he's going to a new foster home today, but in his foster home that he's coming from, he had another little puppy that was just 16 weeks old too, and an older dog, and he's just really a well-rounded baby.
That's good.
I've had puppies that were not like Rocket, and he is better in puppy world,
dude.
Yeah,
good. He looks like a movie dog.
He does.
He looks he's like the dog
handsome.
In the movies with the cool like
eye patch.
Oh,
and the perfect little floppy ears.
You could rename him Nick Fury because he's got an eye patch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, everybody. Have you posted all the details of Facebook yet?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, we'll get on that.
He's all over it.
I've been playing with him this whole time.
So, he's been trying to convince his wife.
It will be up soon, right?
Yeah. Yeah, and just a little bit, you go to Star88FM on our Facebook, and we'll have a picture of Drogo and all the details, how you can contact. Real quick, how do they contact you?
You know, we don't really have a base business phone line, so I'm not really going to give my number out. We tried that last time.
You have a Facebook page?
We do. We have a Facebook page. It's Southwest Animal Rescue Fund, SWARF.
Okay.
And all our adoptables are up on Pet Finder as well, and Adopt a Pet. And you can contact us via email or by Facebook is the best generally. Our email is swanimalrescuefund@gmail.com. And we can always send you applications for adoption, or you can ask questions and we can answer. We're pretty prompt at responses. But I'd also like to remind everybody who maybe didn't hear last or 2 weeks ago that our thrift store is Secondhand Treasures, and that's our foundation for the rescue. And that thrift store allows us to rescue. We fund other rescues. We sponsor spay and neuter clinics, and we really like to spread the love all over the rescue community. And, you know, if it wasn't for the thrift store, we wouldn't be doing any rescue at all. So
what are the hours, location?
Yeah, I can post the flyer for the March event? Okay.
Yeah, we're having our 5th year anniversary party actually on March 13th.
Cool.
Yeah, it'll Sunday, March 13th. There's going to be a huge sale at the thrift store, dog adoptions, other rescue groups are joining us. I'll go into that next week probably a little bit more because we're not sure exactly what's happening with it yet. I'm still arranging it, but it's definitely on the 13th. And our store is open every day, 7 days a week, 10 to 4. I'm pretty much there every single day, 10 to 4.
That's
and
awesome.
It's 3701 Corrales Road. You should come by, bring donations, bring your dogs.
Good. And again,
leave your kids at home.
We'll post all the information on our Facebook page.
What are you talking about? The kids are going to be the one that's closed the deal for the puppies.
That's true.
Yeah.
Okay. Good point.
But no, you want the right dog.
That's
you know what
true.
I mean? Because my kids would just want all dogs.
Yeah. You know, we do the whole home check and applications. And
they interviewed us like seven times.
I say
times.
No.
So is it cool if you just leave him here and Steve-O can just take him home from here?
That was the plan, yeah.
Okay.
I have his kennel in the car.
You did say that he's going to a new foster home today.
That's what I meant.
This is what you meant?
Absolutely. Okay.
Sorry, foster home until they find
out. Good job, Steve-O. High five.
You're going to be a foster parent?
Yay!
Here's why not today, jerks. He just got the little surgery.
He's fine. Look at him. He's okay.
You think Rocket would be like, oh, buddy, I'm really sorry that just happened.
Let's
stay mellow. Let's totally just hang out and watch some Maury Povich. Yeah. No.
You are so old. Who's Maury Povich?
I was going to say, I think he's off air.
Oh, my gosh.
Ricky Lake?
It's not me. It's what my dog prefers. Yeah, Ricky Lake, you know. Rocky Raccoon just loves them classic TV shows, man.
All right. Josette, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you.
And all the information, again, up at our Facebook page in just a little
soon.
Bit. And if you don't have Facebook, you can email us in studio@star88.fm, and we'll hook you up with all the information. Because we need to find Drogo a home.
Gosh, dude.
Drogo needs a home really bad.
Yeah.
All these dogs, Oliver, you know, dogs that they have down there need homes.
Who's Oliver?
I'm posting a photo.
Oh, all of her?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's what I said.
Sorry.
Oliver.
Yeah. I got a photo. Posting it. Facebook.com.
Thank you, Josette, for
Thank
coming.
Thank you.
In.
Of course.
Let's talk to Buck for a sec. Buck is here, and he's living life.
Mm-hmm.
Living the dream.
What have you been up to, buddy? What are you doing with your life?
Just doing what I do every day. I wake up, take care of my kids.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Take care of my wife, go to work.
Yeah.
That's it.
No radio show anymore?
No radio show. Working on a podcast.
What? You are?
Yeah.
What kind of podcast?
With me. We didn't tell you.
Don't worry about it. Nice to meet you, Josette.
Yeah. See you, Josette.
Dude.
I'll
call you later.
Is it the one with Double J?
I'm seriously going to call you later. Dang it.
Did Double J ever hit you up about that?
Yeah.
Yeah, me too, but I never got back with him. Do you want to do a podcast with Double J?
Guys, you're talking like business, and I'm like right here.
Business?
Who's Double J? I mean, let's be honest.
Come on.
Dude, Is he like Jermaine Dupri?
He's probably one of the funniest guys in town.
I bet
seriously.
You he'd like Jermaine Dupri.
Well,
probably.
You're probably right, because it fits his format that he used to be on. Hip-hop station.
Just saying.
No, I think my podcast will probably be ready to go here in the next, 2 weeks.
Nice. What
just
are you going to
really
do?
Planning for it.
What kind of stuff?
I'm going to talk about The Bachelor.
Hey, if you need guests, man, I know somebody who can hook you up with like random, random former reality
TV
stars.
I don't know, man. I think it's just going to be, you know, I've been talking to a lot of people, and people keep asking me, when are you going to go back in radio? And
why don't you just come and hang out with us?
Yeah, dude. Why do you got to do your own show?
Because you can't pay me, first of all.
Okay.
And if I'm going to spend half of my day here, you know, I need to...
Half of your day? We're not asking you to come in every day, but are you going to podcast every day? No.
I'm going to do two a week.
2 a week. So you can't come in once or twice a week here for a couple hours?
I'm sitting here
then
right now.
Why do a podcast? What do you mean why do a podcast?
Because I don't know how to say this. Because I want to be able to talk about everything freely.
Okay. Yeah. You can't talk about everything here.
No, you can't.
Okay. Well, if you bought some advertising, you could.
I don't even mean that. I'm not even talking about business stuff. Gotcha. I just mean, you know, there are things that are happening.
Oh, like The Walking Dead.
Things in the world that are happening.
Yeah.
You know, TV shows that I watch that I'd love to talk about. Let me give you an example.
Okay.
Why can't we talk about The Walking Dead?
Let me give you guys a great example. Okay, I've been waiting to have this conversation for a while.
Oh, no.
So I don't know if this is going to fly or not, but we'll see.
Well, you're just a guest, so you can't get fired.
Get your dump buddy, Retton.
Okay.
Already.
What was that?
Retton. So you and I got let go in May of last year.
May the 4th.
May the 4th be with you, not that day.
Yeah.
And after that, Fear the Walking Dead came on.
Yeah.
Okay. I was watching Fear the Walking Dead, and I can't remember which episode it was after, but it was after one episode, and I was just sitting there thinking, I was like, man, if this were to really happen, I think this is how it would happen.
Right.
Like I had anxiety watching the TV show because, I mean, it made me physically...
You're not the first person I've heard that
from. It made me physically anxious, and I was just thinking that if something like that happened, that's exactly the way that it would happen, and it just gave me anxiety, and I didn't have anybody to talk to about it. I didn't have an outlet.
Dude.
I tried to talk to Sarah, and she didn't get it. She was like, what are you talking... She didn't, because she doesn't watch those with
Call me. I watch all of those.
That is so funny, because I feel your pain. I was in the same boat. There were some things that I watched, and for us... Having a radio show, we get to go on and talk about it and really get what the listeners, you know, feel about it. And not having that was tough.
No spoilers, but I'm telling you guys right now, I'm calling it right now. Daryl will die in the season finale.
He keeps saying that.
Nope, it's not going to be Daryl.
They're not ever going to kill him.
They're going to kill off Rick Grimes this year.
No.
They'll kill Rick before Daryl.
It'll be Daryl.
No.
Mark my words.
No.
I couldn't believe it. By the way.
My words.
The first episode this season, I couldn't believe it. Yeah. The first 5 minutes, I was like, what the heck just happened?
Yeah. Yeah. I'm telling you guys right now. Man. We'll go back and listen to the audio when the season ends. We have to have like a Talking Dead.
Yeah. And by the way, if you're listening and you have kids, don't let your kids watch The Walking Dead.
Yeah.
Okay. Just
I don't even watch that around my baby who just like sits there and makes noise.
Yeah.
Don't do that. Yeah. It's definitely for adults and it's very graphic. And
but I agree that there are some things that you can take away from it. Like Buck is saying, it's very real world. I think a lot of times we look at these things and just think, oh, well, it's just gore and it's... A lot of The Walking Dead doesn't really have to do with zombies at all. It has to do with the human psyche and what life would actually be like if left to our own devices.
Absolutely.
You
because
know what I mean?
It just turns into like a giant scale Lord of the Flies is basically
it really does.
What happens.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And how we respond and I love the character of Rick Grimes for the simple fact that he had to do some really gnarly things. And it almost started to define who he was as a person.
Mm-hmm.
And to be able to see that and because we've all been there in our lives where we started down a path we didn't even intend to go down. You know, nobody wakes up one day and says they want to destroy their marriage or they want to destroy their lives or they want to get hooked on a drug or whatever it is. It starts with these small little compromises, things that you think you need to do to take that next step. And all of a sudden, you're knee deep in something you don't know how to get out of, you know? And so you see these characters that are find themselves in these places and realize, wait, it's because I've lived my life every day like this and here I am.
It defines them as a person.
Yeah. And how do you get out of that quote unquote identity when it's wrapped up in something that's either a lie that's
it's called
false,
a distortion, my friend.
Man. Yeah. So I always enjoy those because they're great reminders. But you're right, it is definitely adult content and it's not something that, you know, I'm gonna go on and plug, especially if it's something like Deadpool.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That movie. Nobody should see that movie.
Yeah, I would never watch
but
that.
But apparently everybody saw it. It beat Star Wars in Russia.
It was the highest grossing R-rated film ever to make a weekend debut.
Yeah. That's crazy.
All time.
All time.
All time. It beat Star Wars in Russia. Like wow. All time, it's already grossed more in Russia than Star Wars.
I haven't seen it.
I would never.
You guys wouldn't saw it.
We would
you?
Never see that opening day. No, we saw it together.
Never
opening day.
No. You guys did.
Was never.
It, hey, was it good?
Never endorse it.
No, it was terrible.
Okay. They're nodding their heads yes, like
bobbleheads. Gosh!
Buck is here. We're going to take a break. When we come back, millennial words of the week. You got to keep up on this stuff.
Yes.
And
what?
Millennial words of the week.
Heck yeah. You know how I am. I'm totes good at these
all
words.
All right. Now, you know it. I mean, we need to. Okay. A couple of things we can talk about. One, we can talk about my trip to the doctor.
Yes.
Okay.
I want to tell you guys about this because this is not funny at
oh,
this point.
No.
Your plantar fasciitis.
But then I do want to address, and I want to talk to your listeners as well about this.
Our vocab, yo.
This
our verbiage.
This bad habit that you have.
Yes.
Of throwing these words out. Totes, adorbs.
Adorbs, man.
Well, those words are definitely from like early 2000s. These are new words.
Oh, new millennial words.
These are the words
our
kids are using.
So these are
going
to replace the words.
Hold on.
Okay.
Yes. Is this you actually making up words? Because
no.
Dex likes to make up words.
I'm going
to
believe you, man.
Because he has burrow pit. He has nini caps. Do you know what a nini cap is? Have you
no
ever heard
clue.
That?
Yeah, okay.
It's a man's nipple.
You can't say that on the radio.
Yes, you can.
Well, I got to go to break now.
For the morning invasion. Here's Dex, Steve-O, and Teo on Star 88.
Good morning.
Well, that's a lie.
Teo's back on Monday.
Yeah.
Buck is here right now. Steve-O's here. 903. Oh, sorry, Buck.
Sorry.
I haven't gave it to him.
70 degrees.
Yep.
High today, 70?
Yeah.
What's the full forecast Friday?
Oh, I haven't done full forecast Friday.
You mean for the whole day?
Yeah.
The whole day? Well, right now it's 57 degrees. Actually, you know what? My iPhone says the high today is going to be 75. It's going to be partly cloudy all day long. By about noon, you're going to be up right under 70 degrees. You're going to be in the high 60s, low 70s, and then peaking out right about 5 o'clock.
Let's check in with our weatherman, Steve Jeter. What is it looking like out there?
All right. Partly cloudy, highs in the mid-60s. As our dear Fred Buck said, tonight going to be partly cloudy. Lows in the 30s to 40s as we head into the weekend. Mostly sunny on this beautiful Saturday afternoon. Highs in the upper 60s as we head to Sunday. Mostly sunny. It's going to be beautiful all weekend long there, Dexter.
Thank you, Steve Jeter.
No props. No props.
He got Steve Jeter got some good training from our good friend
Steven Stucker.
Steve Stucker.
I prefer Steven.
KOB.
I'm gonna have Ron Ketty coming here.
Christian
I'm just gonna
will
have
you
him
get Ron
show
Ketty,
up.
Please yeah. do,
please, because okay. Taylor needs to end this whole
feud.
Ron Ketty thing.
Yeah,
this West Side East Side beat.
He calls him Ron Ketty. All right,
it's weird, and you know Ron Ketty's a great guy. Good weatherman.
He actually really is. He's a really good dude.
Okay.
Those rosy cheeks are real, everybody. That's not real makeup. Buck is here, and
let's talk about your stinking words.
Do you want to do my words, and then we'll get to your doctor story?
Yeah.
So, as parents, we always have to keep up on the things our kids are into.
Oh, totes.
What apps they're downloading. What are they watching on TV? Mm-hmm. What music are they listening to? What words are they say? What did he just say?
Yeah.
Totes?
Yeah.
Totes my goats? What is that?
Totes my goats.
You know, and you know what I just found out? The whole Netflix and chill thing?
Yeah.
I said that the other day. I told Kayla, I'm like, hey, bro, Netflix and chill. And he freaked out on me.
Well,
he's
yeah.
like, you can't say that, Dad.
You can't.
I was like, what do you mean I can't say that? He told me it's a sexual reference.
Right.
Wait, what is?
Yeah, that's real.
Netflix and chill.
Netflix and chill doesn't mean Netflix and chill, which is funny because when I say, hey, you want a Netflix and chill to my wife, I literally mean we should catch up on iZombie on the couch.
That's what I thought it meant.
Yeah, that's what it means to me.
No, it means that you need to do something sexual with, I'm just saying what it means, you do something sexual with your partner. That's what it means.
Netflix and chill. Welcome to 2016.
We're going to...
Which bums me out because they've really taken away something that's dear to me. Not doing anything on my couch.
Here's some millennial words that you parents need to know about. This is what the kids are saying out there. Huge.
Huge.
Yeah, but the
I heard Donald Trump say that last night.
The
in
kids
the,
aren't saying it. Trump is saying it.
Yeah, Bernie Sanders and Donald huge. Trump are saying that. Huge. We're going to build a huge wall.
A huge wall. You know what else is saying? Yeah, Bernie Sanders.
Yeah, it's a variation of the word huge. Huge.
Yeah, it's huge.
Yeah, yeah.
Huge. Literally everyone in New York was like, right.
Here's another one. Boyfriend credit. Boyfriend credit.
No one says these words.
As someone's saying them.
Where do you get these lists?
I don't know. They just give you this list. Boyfriend credit.
Are you watching MTV again?
This is the first thing he put into the show prep at 3 a.m.
Are you watching MTV again?
No, I'm not.
This was a good idea to him at 3 o'clock in the morning.
Boyfriend credit is when a boyfriend or a husband does something nice for their girlfriend / wife. This gives them an opportunity to do something fun without fear of nagging. Boyfriend credit. Here's another one. Fake it for the gram.
What?
Fake it for the gram.
It's like when you put on a happy face for Instagram.
When you fake a picture to get likes on Instagram.
Boom! Oh, wait, no. When you fake a picture?
See, I thought they were talking about doing something for your Nana.
Yeah, okay.
Sure, I'll eat your cobbler, Grams.
Yeah, Nana, your cobbler's delicious.
All right, here's another millennial word.
No, Nana, I don't know where your teeth are.
Textrovert.
That's a person that's always just in their phone texting all the time and just looking down at the blue screen.
Mm. One who feels an increased sense of bravery over texting opposed to in person.
Yeah.
One will often only say what they really feel over text messages.
That makes sense.
I'm definitely one of them.
Are
I'm a textrovert, for sure. I'd rather text than talk to somebody.
All right.
Yeah, he's weird like that.
I am.
See, it depends. If I want to have a real conversation with someone, I'm going
to
call them. If I don't really have time,
have
I'll
a real
just
conversation.
Like text. What do you mean? Who wants that? Humans.
No. Not him.
Oh.
I don't.
He literally. I'll try to call him, and I'll get a text message. When he had a phone.
Sup, bro?
But
yeah,
no, it would just say, "Text me. Don't want to talk."
Man,
sorry guys, I'm a textrovert. Here's our last one. Paragraph texter. Is a millennial word you need to know about?
These aren't millennial
words. Someone who types long responses to a text is a paragraph texter. Okay? These are what everybody's talking right now. They're saying these things.
No, they're not. Yep. All right. Let's go ahead and shift gears to Steve-O because phone lines are open. 505-338-3700.
Yeah.
3700.
That's nice.
That's good.
How come he gets to do that?
Sure. Because he never comes in. I'll let him have that. I'll let him out.
So what? You're 37?
Yeah.
You're 37 years old.
I think it's the first time I've ever actually said my age on the air.
And you say things like totes adorbs.
Yeah, man.
Besties.
Besties.
What else? I've heard you say a bunch of stuff.
Fresh. I hear you say fresh. Although you don't say that.
Well, you can have fresh.
I can say fresh.
You can have
say
fresh.
Dope.
You're a product of the 90s.
Right?
That's fine.
See, I don't think that's okay. Fresh isn't okay.
That's fine.
Why not?
I just think it's kind of dumb.
Wicked awesome. I like to use all eras of slang. All right? Yeah.
So right now we're like sharpening you. That's what this is.
Is this an intervention? Is this a word intervention?
It's kind of a word intervention because I firmly believe.
Okay.
You're a middle-aged man, Steve-O.
I am not a middle-aged man.
Yes, you are. What's the average life expectancy for a man?
72.
You just made that up.
No, it is 72.
Really?
Americans.
I'm
live
more
72.
Than halfway there.
Yeah.
Crap.
So you're a middle-aged man, and you're saying things like. Totes adorbs and besties and...
What about ending sentences with yo?
That's fine.
It means I just gotta hit the gym, yo.
Product of the 90s. But I think that there has to be a cutoff at some point when it's okay for a grown man to use those words.
What about terms like bro and dude? And...
Fine.
Okay.
Totally fine.
All right. Totes fine, you mean.
I think what you're doing...
Totes fine.
...is more of a 14-year-old girl texting.
Mm. Yeah, but listen,
it's
dog.
An intervention.
But can I just
my
say something
my text word
real quick?
Game is strong, yo.
Can I say something? What qualifies you, Buck, to be able to say that?
Because he was around when Moses invented words. Look at that gray beard.
Just want to know what qualifies you.
He can preach it.
Just want to know.
He was there.
Because you're pretty gray and you are older than
hey.
Us.
I am older than you guys.
What qualifies you to say that this? You can say this, but you can't say that?
Because I've been around, I grew up through the era that Steve-O grew up in.
Is this true?
I'm just a little bit older than him.
Yeah,
just a little bit older.
7 years. 7 years older than
Steve-O. That's quite a bit.
Okay,
quite a bit, yeah.
But I know the era that he grew up in.
Uh-huh. Yeah,
and I just I'm looking out for you.
Here's the deal, bro. I feel like I can totally use terminology like totes and dorbs because I can still name all five members of NKOTB. All right, I have street cred. All right, somebody walks up to you on the street and they say, "Buck, can you name five members of New Kids on the Block?" Go.
No, I can't.
Yeah, I can name first and last.
But that doesn't matter because that wasn't New Kids on the Block terminology.
I still have a subscription to Sweet 16.
All right, magazine. What you're doing right now is you're quoting those teen shows from the Disney Channel, my friend.
Yeah.
No, that's what
I've
you're channeling.
I've never watched a Disney Channel show, all right?
I just wonder.
Don't play me like that,
girl. I just wonder if your listeners agree or if they disagree with me, I will apologize to you. But I think that there has to be a cutoff. What's the cutoff?
All right. Phone lines open. We got a couple lines open. 338-3700. Is Buck right with this?
I'm just looking out for you.
No, I hear you.
With
I hear you.
And
totes.
Let me ask you this question.
Yes.
What happens when your three boys come up and start saying totes adorbs to you?
Well, they're boys. I'd probably punch them and be like, dude.
Yeah, but
no.
You can say it. Why
boys
can't
don't
they?
Say
because
that.
I'm not a 14-year-old girl. When I say it, it's comical. If a 12-year-old boy started saying it, I'd be like, I am worried about you. Mm. Here, never, I can't say that.
So it's okay for you.
Yes.
But not
a
your
grown
kids.
Man.
But not your...
Totes.
Your young children. Your young male
I'm
children.
I'm trying to think of any terminology that my kids use that are like slang, and I just... man.
They don't. That's the thing. No. Kids don't use those words anymore.
Yeah.
None of my kids use
them. They just text
them. My kids use dude and man and I feel like my kids are too smart for that. I should go back and look at text conversations we've had.
Caleb, my son says all bad. That's what my son says.
All bad?
It's all bad.
No.
That's what my son says. No.
That's a New Mexico thing.
It's totes bad.
No, he says it's all bad.
It's all bad, eh?
Yeah, that's what he says. He doesn't say but he says it's all bad.
Oh, no, you can't do that.
That's been a staple in New Mexico forever.
Oh, my kids are saying it now. That's because they've lived here their whole lives.
I am hearing what you're saying, and I agree, because when my kids start using dumb terminology from school, I will immediately correct them because it makes me crazy. It makes me cray-cray, if you will.
Here's the good thing. Here's the good thing, Buck. I think everybody is agreeing with you because I think everybody's in the same boat as Steve-O and I. We don't really know.
Yeah.
We don't know. You know, but we don't know. So we agree.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. I'm looking and I'm like, yeah, no, my kids are very eloquent, apparently. Oh, they still use terms like daddy, though.
See, I love that.
Yeah, you know what?
That better never go away.
I don't know what it is with Ella and Sophie, but we totally bypassed daddy and went straight to dad.
That sucks for you.
Both of the kids?
Yes.
Oh.
My kids are 12, 10, and 3, and my 12-year-old still calls me daddy.
And I'm like, I look at Ella and I'm like, you call me daddy.
Yeah.
And she's she's like, okay, dad.
Oh.
And then she walks off.
Does
daddy.
Ella still want to kill her sister?
No.
Okay.
No.
Man, there was a time.
Remember the video?
Oh, my gosh.
Dude, this video looked like Paranormal Activity where Ella was, we put the girls in the same room together.
Yeah.
Sophie was still in a crib. And so we had the nanny cam with the night vision. And so you see it, and then you just like see this little arm reach in and grab Sophie by the hair and, like, yank her over into the...
Yeah. Are you serious?
It's creepy.
It was creepy.
Sophie is lucky to be alive right now because, man alive, Ella wanted to take her down.
But Ella was barely two when that happened.
Did you just look at that and go, oh, they're just little ones. They're just so totes adorbs.
No, I didn't say that.
Buck, will you please just say it once? Just say totes adorbs.
I'm not going to.
Come on, man.
No, I'm not doing it. You know what?
Did you see that puppy this morning? Totes adorbs. Just do it.
I'm a bearded man of the gospel. I am not saying that.
Gosh.
I'm going to break you, man. I'm going to break you. You're going to do it.
Not going to happen.
So let's talk about the doctor's office.
So this was really funny. The doctor called me the other day, and after I got off, I just kind of was standing there in my office, and I just kind of started chuckling and threw my phone across the room. But so I've been having this really, really bad pain in my left foot, right? And I was talking to Ricky about it. You guys know Ricky. I was talking to him about
Never
it.
Never heard of him.
Stop.
And he's like, it sounds like you have plantar fasciitis.
Mm-hmm.
And I was out with some people, and we were doing some business, and the woman's an OT. She's an occupational therapist.
Is plantar fasciitis, is that the same thing as planter's warts?
No.
Okay.
No, but it's in the same area, apparently, I think. So she's an occupational therapist, and I was kind of limping around, and she was like, what's the matter? And I told her, she's like, sounds like plantar fasciitis.
And she said, you know, you're just overweight.
No, no. not very nice, Dex.
I'm sorry.
Gosh.
This wasn't funny. Just go on.
You ever heard the story of the pot and the kettle, my friend?
Hey, man, I'm a CrossFitter now. Drinking coconut water.
He was drinking beets this morning, man.
Okay, whatever. Yeah. He'll do this. He'll stay strong for 2 weeks.
You shut up.
2 weeks, and then he'll be back on the mountain doing the Dog the Bounty Hunter.
Don't you do it, bro.
It's been 2 weeks.
Yeah, I know.
So
you
got this. I go to the doctor. The doctor's checking me out, and she's asking me all these questions. She's like, let's go ahead and x-ray your foot.
Oh.
So they go in, and they do these x-rays, and I don't get a call back that afternoon, and the next day I get a call. And I'm standing in the middle of my office, and she's like, so I looked at your x-rays, and your foot's not broken.
That's good.
Yeah, because, I mean, it's super painful.
No, I hear you.
Super, super painful. And I was like, well, okay, what is it? She's like...
Old age?
You have arthritis.
Old age. It's old age.
I have arthritis in my ankle.
Oh, my gosh, it's here.
And...
Old age is struck.
And it's also... there's also some other kind of arthritis going on there in the joint where there's actually, like, something kind of growing on
diabetes.
My... diabetes. What's that?
It's bad.
So, and I asked her, I was like, what can I do to reverse this? You know, what causes this? And
eat healthier.
And I actually grew up with this gal. So we've been friends since we were 17, 18 years old.
So she's going to shoot you straight.
She's going to shoot me straight. And she looks at me and kind of chuckles and she goes, buddy, it just comes with age.
Oh, man. How did that feel?
Oh, you know, felt like a dagger to the heart.
Yeah. You have arthritis.
In my ankle.
And diabetes.
I don't have diabetes.
Okay. It's not Wilford Brimley.
Yeah.
That stinks, man. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
So what are you going to do?
It's all uphill.
I don't know. That's it? Like, it's just your... Nope, sorry, you're old.
There's nothing you can do for arthritis?
No.
Nothing?
I mean...
CrossFit. Am I right?
Yeah, I could... I'm having problems walking at this point. I don't know that...
You don't want to do 20 box jumps with us?
I don't know that box jumps are going to be the most helpful thing right now.
Well, you... okay, I'm not trying to throw the fat thing out there because you're not fat, okay?
He's not.
I'm just saying you could lose a little bit of weight, and it would probably help with your arthritis, not carrying around as much weight as you
do. Probably right. You're probably
just
right.
Just trying to shoot you straight.
But Buck looks skinnier than you.
Oh, wow.
It's true.
Take it back.
Look,
right,
watch.
Now, he does
if
not.
Stand up.
Oh, my
side
gosh.
By side. Yeah.
Okay, you pull up your shirt. I'll pull up my shirt.
Yeah.
You want to do that? Pull up your shirt. I'll pull up mine.
Listen. Listen. I love you both.
I
love you both.
Me in the studio.
And I realize God can't bless everyone with perfect metabolism like he gave me.
Yeah.
However, I'm just saying. I'm worried about you guys. Man. Yeah. You know, you look. You're looking good.
You remember Indiana Jones? What was his little Asian counterpart's name?
Short Round.
Hey, Dex. Short and Round.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you guys doing?
Good, buddy. How you doing?
Doing good. I just wanted to say, totally understand where you're coming from with the diabetes over there.
This guy sounds really old.
I'm just sick. I'm not old. I'm actually only 25.
Oh, wow.
Dude, way to go, Dex.
Earlier this week, I was sitting at my desk. I was like, man, my wrist really hurts, and I could barely move it. And they were like, oh yeah, carpal tunnel.
No.
I'm like, purple tunnel.
Purple
I'm
tunnel. What's
25.
That?
I only have carpal tunnel. So now I have the little mouse pillow.
Oh no!
My wrist.
Do you wear the little bowler's glove?
Tunnel.
Oh, dude, you look like you're constantly going bowling.
Yeah.
Yes.
That stinks.
I love it.
What do you have to do? What is it? You got to lose weight.
You can't lose carpal tunnel, lose weight.
It's gotta help.
And the little.
I love that you have a pillow for your wrist. That's amazing.
That's pretty funny.
I like it.
You know what you should do is just go outside right now. I want you to go outside. I want you to take some dirt and rub it on your wrist. Okay.
I'm gonna do it. I'm gonna do it right now.
Thanks, buddy. What sort of ailment are you dealing with out there?
Dang it. You guys are going to make me paranoid because, like, I have this weird lump in my lower back, right?
Oh, yeah, you do.
And Chrissy,
you better
for a
go
while,
to the cancer center.
Has been like, you need to get that checked out. And I'm like, no.
Yeah.
No, I do not.
Yeah.
I am great. And I feel fine. I'm doing CrossFit and I'm not dying yet. But like more and more people are like,
does
bro.
It, is it real sensitive when you touch it?
Yeah, okay. And it's like protruding lower left
yeah,
back.
You can't wait on stuff like that, Steve-O.
If you have lumps and they don't hurt, that's probably one thing. But if they're sensitive
it's
and
sensitive
they hurt
to the touch,
then you should probably go get
it
checked out.
No, I refuse to admit that I'm in my 30s, all right? It's just something small. I'm going to go rub some dirt on it. I'm fine.
Okay. Hey, Dex, how are you going to make fun of me now?
What do you mean?
Well, I mean, usually when somebody has some kind of thing going on, you like to kick them while they're down. Yeah. So I was just kind of curious as to how this is going to look.
Well, Buck, you can't be kicking anything with arthritis in your ankle.
We can test that theory.
The good thing is you're going to outlive everybody. You'll never be able to kick the bucket.
See, I don't even have to say anything. I love it. I'm not the funny one anymore because I was the funny one on the other show.
You weren't even close to
the funny one.
I was the funny one.
No wonder you got fired.
I was the funny one.
Yeah. I don't have to be funny anymore.
Oh, man. Why start now? Am I right?
Oh. I'm really sorry. Do you want me to pray for your foot?
It's okay.
Gosh.
You know, I'll lay hands on your
it's
foot.
It's messed up, dude.
I know. It sucks.
It's messed up.
You know, that
arthritis.
That is what happens with the human body. I mean, as you get older into your 50s, you start to see the arthritis. You start to see the plantar fasciitis, the diabetes. You see all that happening.
I'm waiting for all this to kick in because I just abused my body growing up.
Well, I mean,
so did he.
I mean, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, you know, you look at the way that I lived until I was 32, 33, something like that. I mean, it was a hard life.
They made a documentary about my life called Point Break, played by Patrick Swayze.
you were
Bodhisattva.
Hey,
when does the new Point Break come out?
It's already out. It's like at the Dollar Theater. That's how terrible it was.
Oh, that bad?
I didn't see it. I refused to see it. I liked it the second time when it was called Fast and the Furious. I was okay with that. But if you're going to blatantly rip off one of the greatest movies of all time.
He's such a bad actor.
No! Take it back right now!
Oh, no.
Ask me who my favorite actor is!
Really?
Keanu freaking Reeves!
Thank you.
He's terrible.
He is Ted Theodore Logan.
Buck and I have always debated
Neo.
This.
Oh, my gosh.
Keanu Reeves
is
the best.
He is Johnny Utah. He is an FBI agent.
Between you two, your two favorite actors in the world are Keanu Reeves and Vin Diesel.
Yeah. Okay? Bring Teo in here.
Enough
we've
said.
Got a love for Nick Cage, and
enough
we've just
said.
Got the Trinity complete.
You know what? Nick Cage has been part of some of the greatest movies ever.
That's
I mean,
true.
You look at
Raising
some of the
Arizona.
Raising Arizona,
Gone
probably
in
one of the
60
greatest
seconds.
Comedy. Stop. One of the greatest comedies ever.
The Rock. Am I right?
The Rock.
The Rock was great. Michael Bay.
National Treasure.
Leaving Las Vegas.
Oh God.
Saddest movie ever made.
Yeah, that was pretty terrible.
Ooh.
What? You remember?
Con Air.
Okay. That's just you're stop. Going the wrong way. Face Off. Am I right?
Ooh, yeah.
No.
That movie was terrible.
Left Behind.
Okay.
Oh, that's right.
He
was in Left
you just
Behind.
Won. You just won the Dummy Award for terrible movies of the day.
Thought it was great.
Oh,
Nicolas Cage.
Man.
He's at the top of his career right now.
We had his brother on one time.
What? Johnny Cage from Mortal Kombat?
No. His brother is named Christopher Coppola.
Oh.
And he came in this. I think he still lives here.
And sounds just like
he
his
He literally
brother.
Sounds exactly like his brother. It's
well, it
so
sense.
Weird.
Kind of looks like him a little bit. You can tell they're brothers, but I mean,
it's like
sounds,
me and Scotty.
Yeah, sounds okay. just like him.
Sounds right? like Nick Cage.
Yeah.
Wow.
And you could tell he was a little jealous of his brother.
Well, I mean.
Yeah, well, of course.
Yeah, his brother made an entire career of mediocre film, and he's still one of like the most known actors in the world.
You know, it's one of those things that's like you can get away with a lot if you've made a couple of really good movies.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I mean, you look at like Johnny Depp.
Steven Seagal.
And no, just stop right now. Johnny Depp.
JVCD.
Has made some incredible films.
Yeah.
And most of what he's made in the past has just been garbage.
Don't you say anything negative about Pirates or The Lone Ranger. Oh, man, you guys are crazy.
Yeah, they weren't good.
You guys
He has put out some just bad movies recently.
Okay, he took my favorite movie of all time and just turned it into a big pile of dung. I mean,
What movie?
Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory.
Oh my gosh,
Charlie
get out!
And the Chocolate Factory.
I'm gonna say this. I'm gonna say
the biggest
this.
Piece of garbage.
I am not even
I have
trying to be
ever
funny
seen
right
in
now.
My life.
I totally prefer the Johnny Depp Charlie and the Chocolate
You're insane.
Factory.
Wow. You are absolutely insane.
I think
insane.
It is hands down way better, and here's
no.
why.
Why?
I grew up a huge Roald Dahl fan. I own his entire book collection, BFG, coming out this year, done by Steven Spielberg. I cannot wait for this movie. The Johnny Depp Tim Burton version is so much truer to the book than the original with Gene Wilder.
Okay, that's fine.
I'm just
but,
saying.
But
loved it.
the entire premise of the first movie was amazing, and just what they did with this new movie was
even better. I know, I agree with you so much.
It was blasphemous.
Oh my gosh, I'm so glad we agree with that. Oh, Johnny Depp.
He gets the B word.
You can do no wrong. You can do no wrong.
We got to take a quick break. When we come back,
more fighting.
Whiskey Tango Florida, Steve-O, you have a couple. Wisco Tango Florida's.
Okay.
Wisco.
Wisco Tangy Florida.
So I said. And you got more news. We got to finish out our news this morning.
What am I going to do?
Buck, you got anything
else
you want to
talk about? You're just going to complain about your arthritis and the weather hurting
your
knees.
I'm not even complaining about it.
All right. High of 70. My knees
bummed that I had to. Bummed that I had to actually hear it. Oh, really?
All right, we'll be back.
It's time for the Morning Invasion. Here's Dex, Steve-O, and Teo on Star 88.
Let's get on with the show!
I may have some news for you.
Big news.
Stand by.
For President Obama, this never gets old.
I get to say give it up for the Stanley Cup champs, my hometown Chicago Blackhawks.
A Zika alert for pregnant women to avoid two more Caribbean islands.
Fewer elderly people are living alone.
In California, FBI agents searched the home of the brother of one of the San Bernardino attackers.
Donald Trump says religious leaders shouldn't question a person's faith.
The Pope only heard one side of the story.
President Obama travels to Cuba next month.
L.A. making a pitch to host the Olympics again.
Legislation hitting North Korea with harsher sanctions over its nuclear weapons program, human rights record, and cyber crimes.
Good morning. Good morning.
High today of 70 degrees.
Podcast the show later. It'll be up around noonish. iTunes, type in the Morning Invasion. Go to star88.fm. You can get the podcast there. You can download a free app to your phone, too. You can stream us right there on your phone.
I have the app.
Star 88, right there
on
the app store.
I subscribe to our podcast this week.
I don't subscribe to your podcast, but I have the app.
Come on, man.
I can just call Steve and talk to him about what's going on in the show.
That's true.
It's not the same.
Yeah, it's kind of the same.
It's not the same.
We had a listener chime in at the Buck and Dex Army with a question for you, Buck.
Yes.
They want to know if arthritis is better than Bell's palsy.
Oh, wow. Thank you.
No, it's not, actually. It's worse because Bell's palsy goes away.
And Bell's palsy is no joke.
Stroke is no joke.
Guys. There's got to be a cure for arthritis. Come on, Buck.
There's no cure.
There you go, Karen. That's for you.
Do you have to wear special braces now for your feet?
Nope.
Okay. He's not Forrest Gump.
Yeah, seriously.
Gosh. Forrest Buck.
Sometimes, you know, like people that have arthritis
here
in their
hands. Here
comes
Steve O. See, here's the avalanche of insults now.
No,
here they come.
I'm just worried about you. At least you don't have Bell's palsy.
Okay.
I would rather get stricken with Bell's palsy again.
No, you would not.
Than have arthritis.
Could you seriously. Like drink normal things? Like, would you have to have a straw?
Did
it just like kind of pour out of the left side
did.
Of your.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah. Absolutely.
He would drool a lot.
You'd rather have that than arthritis. You got a little spittle
a little
right
there.
Bit.
Yeah, I had to wear a patch because my eye wouldn't close.
No, this is what it sounded like. High today at 76 degrees.
That's terrible! You wore an eye patch, though?
I had to.
Gosh, I wish I could wear an eye patch.
My eyelid wouldn't close.
That'd be awesome.
And he would just be like, oh, my face, it hurts so bad today.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, that's the way it sounded.
Oh,
that's not how it sounded. Dex is just being hateful.
He is a hateful individual.
Just trying
just
to give the truth.
Just ask Victoria on Facebook.
Hey, you stay away from Victoria. She's my friend now.
Who's Victoria? Tell me the story.
All right.
What did you do?
Well, I came onto this station. It's been a little over a month. And Victoria, man, she is a starmy to the end. She loves this station, loves Steve-O and Mateo, loves the morning show that they put together, and then I come on board, and she doesn't like me too much. And that's okay. You know, Buck, being in this entertainment business, not everybody's going to like you.
That's true.
Victoria's one. And
is she vocal about
she's
it?
She's very vocal.
Is she mean about it?
She got close a couple times, but she's, you know what? She apologized. She hit me up, and she...
Maybe she feels like you can handle it since you're so mean to everybody else.
Okay, come on.
You are pretty mean.
You know?
Really?
Where's the one who's got the most emails? Hold on, hold on. Who's the girl that's always in here that calls me the villain? Where is she right now?
She's in Israel. She's in the Holy Land.
Where is she to stand up for me?
Yeah.
When you're just being so hateful?
I didn't think she was being hateful.
I hope she listens to this podcast and... Here's how hateful you're
being. She's probably on the Mount of Olives right now listening to us on the Star 88 app.
I doubt she's doing that.
She's probably at the skull, the place of the skull, where Jesus was crucified.
That's awesome. She's out there.
Listen, yeah. I wanted to help this whole situation out because you guys, it feels like you've had a relationship for so long, right? You guys have been together for so long. And Dex, you are quite mean.
Okay. Right? I don't mean to be.
All right. We are Christian Station after all. I got five verses that you need to dwell on and focus on, okay?
All right, meditate on these.
Isaiah 46:4 says, "Even to your old age I will be the same, and even to your graying years I will bear you. I've done it. I will carry you. I will bear you, and I will deliver you." You see, God takes care of even the elderly. So you, Dex, need to take care of your elderly friend.
Okay. Does that mean he needs to move in with me?
Leviticus 19:32 says this.
Oh, we're going to Leviticus.
"You shall rise up before the gray-headed and honor the aged."
Yeah, son.
"And you shall revere your God. I am the Lord."
Okay.
You need to honor the gray-headed.
Well, he is gray-headed and gray-bearded.
I'm more gray-bearded.
1 Timothy 5:8, "I learned this greatly when I was at the hill."
Uh-oh.
"If anyone does not provide for his own, especially his own household, he's denied the faith and is worse than an unbeliever." This is what it tells me. If you can't take care of relationships in your life, your friendships that mean a lot to you,
you're worse than an unbeliever.
You're
boom.
Worse than an unbeliever.
Well, I don't know
take
if that's what it's
care
really saying.
Of your elderly friend. He's got arthritis.
Okay. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to laugh.
I've got arthritis.
We're also told in Timothy not to sharply rebuke an elder man, but appeal to him as a father.
Oh.
You better watch the way you speak to me.
And finally, this one's for me, really. 1 Peter 5 says, "You younger men," that's me, "likewise, be subject to the elders. Clothe yourself with humility towards the old people. God is opposed to the proud and gives grace to the humble." So, me being the youngest here by 15 years.
15 years.
Solid 15 years. 20
years. I'm the
youngest
one here.
Dude, I'm only six and a half years older than you.
If we took a Facebook poll on Twitter for who is the youngest here, how many people do you think would vote for me as the youngest? Besides all of them.
Because isn't Mateo younger than you?
Yeah, he is the youngest.
Like, yeah, but he's not here.
He's like 29, right?
He's 32.
I thought he was 33.
Is he?
I thought so.
He's, really?
All right. He's like 30s.
You don't even know, and he's your best friend.
He's the two best friends. Yeah.
All right, we have to get into...
Age is just a number to me.
We have to get into our Whiskey Tango, Florida.
Oh, man.
Which, by the way, if you ever want to sponsor one of these lovely features out there...
Jamie Grace.
Whiskey Tango, Florida is definitely available.
Check out the new album coming out on iTunes from Jamie Grace.
Sponsorships. So if you would like to sponsor Whiskey Tango,
this
Florida...
Tuesday.
Buck, if you want to sponsor this, it's open, man. Just go.
Can we get Flo Rida to sponsor it?
Yeah?
I feel like he would. After we got street cred now, we got Jermaine Dupri on the show today. Be like, listen, let me name drop for you.
It's not like you had 50 Cent on.
Yeah, it's true.
On. Yeah, Jermaine Dupri is way bigger than 50.
How you many know, Facebook friends does Jermaine Dupri have?
In defense of Jermaine Dupri,
yeah.
JD is a very, very accomplished producer. Still,
yes!
Still producing today, probably on the same level as Missy Elliott.
Yes.
Isn't he married? Wasn't he married to Janet Jackson?
Janet Jackson, Miss Jackson.
No, he wasn't
Nasty.
Married.
They worked together
dated.
For like 9 years.
Okay, but he produced her albums when she went
Mariah
like
Carey,
multi platinum.
Yeah.
So the guy's like a super accomplished producer. You can't take anything away from that.
You can't. He founded Crisscross.
Jump, jump.
Yeah.
You gonna get into the story?
Daddy Mac will make you
warm it up, Chris.
Jump, jump.
I'm about to.
Warm it up first, though.
25-year-old David West of Bradenton, Florida, went to visit his girlfriend at work on Valentine's Day. She works in the pharmacy at a Walgreens, right? So he just wanted to go kick it with her and be like, hey.
That's kind of weird to go hang out in a pharmacy.
Cooking up some potions of love on this Valentine's Day.
I got a fever, and the only prescription is you, girl. He asked if she wanted to grab lunch, and she said, I want Subway, which would not have been a very romantic date. He's like, sure. Bro, girl, listen, it's V-Day, okay? We're not hitting up the Subway, all right? Fortunately, David got a chance to do something a lot more romantic just a few seconds later. As they were talking, hanging out, this is why the boyfriend needed to go visit his girl.
Somebody went to rob her.
Yep. 26-year-old Anthony Nemeth jumped onto the counter and demanded all of the oxycodone. He said he had a gun, and when he reached into his pants, the boyfriend jumped into action.
Yeah!
Turns out, said boyfriend David West is a boxer who has won 2 state titles. Immediately jumped on the counter and knocked Anthony clean out. Then held him down until the cops got there. David said, quote,
I really wasn't trying to hurt anybody today. I was just trying to do what was right.
Yeah.
I was protecting the one I love, end quote.
That's what I'm talking about right there.
Dude,
his woman probably looks at him in such a different light now.
Right? Way, way, way more romantic than Subway, dog.
Yep, here's David West talking about it.
He started fiddling with his hands and he went to reach into his pants and that's just when I reacted. I really wasn't trying to hurt anybody, you know. I was just trying to do what was right. I hope he uses this as a turning point in his life.
Wow. Wow.
I hope he learns from this lesson of getting knocked out.
I saw the video this morning, and yeah, he had no problem taking down this criminal.
I love that, man.
You know what, though? I mean,
sprung into action.
Think about it, though, too. Somebody who's in broad daylight, I assume, because they're going to lunch.
Yep.
Trying to strong-arm rob a Walgreens.
Right.
Probably right. Not the healthiest person in the world.
Truth.
If they're addicted to Oxycontin.
Yeah. Gosh.
That's good.
Congratulations, David. You're a hero.
You are a hero, sir.
That's cool that it happened in front of his girl. Because, you know, sometimes those crazy stories happen and then you just want to share it with everybody.
Then it's like a fishing story. Yeah, it's like, you should see this fish that I caught. It was huge. Yeah.
She saw it all.
Like the time that Steve-O chased down this guy who stole the new PlayStation 2.
Yeah.
And Steve-O ran him down and took him down.
Speared him into the ground. Still have the scars on my knuckles.
And then got fired from GameStop.
Did not get fired. I did not get
fired. Almost got fired.
Almost got fired.
Nobody saw it, though. He might be embellishing the story.
I'm not embellishing!
Okay.
It was real, guys.
Why do you always yell?
I know, my ears are in.
He had three dogs. He, you know, it was crazy. Okay. A woman threatened to stab someone with a fork during a fight at a buffet.
Is this another Whiskey Tango, Florida?
Of course it is.
Okay.
Let me guess, they took the last crab cake.
41-year-old Davina Cutchall. She's in her 40s, bro. She just found out she had arthritis.
Uh-huh.
So what do you do when you find out you have arthritis in Florida?
You go to a buffet.
You go to a buffet.
Go to Cattleman's Ranch.
In Gainesville, Florida. She started yelling swear words at somebody across the room.
That's not good.
So a woman asked her to stop doing that in front of her son. Hey, ma'am, my child is here. We're trying to enjoy the Corral de Golden. Will you please stop using such foul language? Well, like any normal, rational 41-year-old who just found out they had arthritis in their ankle, she grabbed her fork and made stabbing motions with it as she walked towards the other woman. Then a guy tried to get in between them before Davina could actually stab a random woman at the Golden Corral.
Wow.
I hope she goes to jail.
Yeah. And Davina, she reacted quickly by grabbing a soda from a table and throwing it in his face.
Holy cow. There was actually a witness on the scene. This is what they had to say.
It's a war zone. There are explosions. There are bombs going off. I can't even describe it.
Man, talk about just ladies to talk everywhere. About
ladies. She's
that
everywhere. That is just the talk
She's
about
She's always
ladies.
On the scene when something goes down.
The mom freaked out because this lady's running at her with a fork. She just dropped a soda in a dude's face to get to the woman.
Oh, man.
So she did what any rational human being would do when confronted. She was about to get forked, man. You know? She grabbed a bowl of ketchup and threw it in her face.
Yeah!
Could you imagine being at like a buffet?
No!
And just watching this unfold? You're like, fork that! See, because she had a fork. You know, fork.
Don't know if you should have gone that route.
Just, you know. Davina was arrested for aggravated assault.
Well, good.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah. She will be doing...
What? Wow, I can't believe it.
Are you serious? Are you kidding me?
Can't say that.
What? Maybe some spooning.
Oh, wow.
In her future.
Okay, I got to dump that one, too. No.
Better go.
I got to hit it.
Hit it.
Don't you do it.
Hit it.
Don't you do
it. Hit it. Dump him.
Oh, there's a cough button here? That's
yeah,
pretty cool.
But...
Never noticed there was a cough. Did we have a cough button in our
yes!
studio?
Yes, we did. It's we the same did? Exact thing.
So have I hit this?
Stop it. Stop it right now. New dating website called Smell Dating. You pay $25 for a t-shirt, wear it for a few days, and send it back.
Ow!
Then they send pieces of it to potential matches so they can see if they're attracted to your body.
Pheromones, baby.
Oh, my gosh.
Do you know what? That's a real thing.
Do we know anybody that's single? Because we should do this with one of our friends that's single.
What?
I don't have a friend that's
single.
No,
we should not.
This would be awesome to do.
This is a terrible idea.
I think it's great.
No.
You know?
I do agree with the pheromones comment because there are just some smells like, yeah, to this day, I'm like, hey, is that a... Never mind.
You smell awful musky.
Ow!
After the forking conversation, I'm just trying to keep
there
it.
There he goes again.
Stop it, Steve-O. Gotta dump you again.
No, you don't.
Just dumped you.
Coming up, forking in country.
Stop it.
They're a band we play. Viola Davis said Jared Leto messed with the Suicide Squad co-stars by giving them freaky presents.
He did some bad things, Jared Leto did. He gave some really horrific gifts. He had a henchman who would come into the rehearsal room, and the henchman came in with a dead pig and plopped it on the table. And then he walked out. And that was our introduction into Jared Leto. Now, I'm terrified just as a person thinking, is he crazy? But the second part was,
barbecue that thing.
I have my stuff together. You talk about commitment, and then he sends Margot Robbie a black rat that is still alive in a box.
When does that come out?
Suicide Squad?
March, yeah. August.
When? Hey, Buck, will you tell the story? Remember when that listener that used to date Jared Leto?
We can't tell that story here.
Okay.
I mean, if you want me to tell Steve
no,
off
I don't
the
know.
Air, but...
I don't want to know. I want to pretend like
That's
he's
not
awesome.
That graphic.
I want to pretend like he's
yes,
great.
Yes, it is graphic.
I don't want to pretend. It comes out August 5th, by the way.
Thank you.
I am not looking forward to that movie. That's why I didn't know the date.
Really?
I know like the release dates for all the other superhero movies. I do not care about this movie. And I read Suicide Squad. Loved the
Guarantee
comic book.
It'll be your favorite movie after you watch it. You will.
Jared Leto looks dumb as the Joker. The whole teeth and the tattoos, and it just, they've cheapened the Joker. He looks stupid to me. I don't care.
Is that Harley Quinn in there with him?
Yeah. Hmm. A lot of people, I will see it, I'm sure, because of Will Smith, Deadshot.
You'll love it.
I'll actually want to see it. If it's anything like After Earth, I'm just going to be stoked. I never saw After Earth. Yeah.
What was that other superhero that Will Smith played?
Hancock.
Hancock.
Oh, that was good.
That was good.
Dude.
Underrated movie.
Adele was on Ellen yesterday, and she said she was embarrassed by the reaction to her Grammy performance.
I knew what it was because in rehearsal on the Saturday, they were like, we're going to double mic the piano just in case one of them doesn't work. And I knew where the mic was and I wanted to turn around and lift it up, but I froze. But I actually felt like it went well. In the room, they actually sorted the problem, and I'm always a bit pitchy anyway, so I wasn't particularly... I am. It's emotion. It's emotion. When I'm flat and I'm sharp, I'm just emotional. But it was fine, you know, whatever. And I wanted to tell everyone straight away because there seemed
talker.
To be a lot of confusion as to what it was, which was, and I was embarrassed. I woke up the next morning to people in England being like, we still love you, don't worry. And I was like,
no!
She was a little pitchy.
Stop
there.
Mocking her. You're the worst of humanity, Dexter.
Boy, that woman can sing, though.
Oh, she can.
Is my favorite.
She really can.
So, and it,
speaking of good singers, Amy Winehouse. Did you see the Amy documentary?
I did not.
Is it pretty good?
I have a hard time with those. So sad. I had to pray and ask for forgiveness because we were just such jerks when she was going through all that stuff. And after I watched that documentary, my heart broke for her.
Yeah.
I mean, that's it. We forget that people are humans a lot, especially in the celebrity culture where we see people on TV or Facebook or whatever it is, and we just forget that that's an actual human being going through something in life in that moment.
Yeah.
And we quickly write it off, especially as, dude, Christians?
Yeah.
We can be brutal. Just, but on the flip side of that, the Supreme Court justice that passed away this last week, there were a lot of friends that I immediately was like, well, I'm unfriending this guy because he was, super conservative. He was appointed by Ronald Reagan, passed away this week. And some of the hateful things that came out on Facebook, this human being died and people are like, burned in hell. And I'm like, oh my God, what is wrong with you?
Yeah, I think the thing that was probably the saddest about that whole thing was the fact that nobody was really focusing on the fact that somebody's dad just died, somebody's brother or son just died, but they're more concerned about who's going to get to appoint the next justice.
Exactly. Oh,
that's really what it's
so
become.
So frustrating, man. So, yeah, you guys, we got to be better with our words. Like, we really do. We have fun here and we mock, but we're also really, really good friends. And I think there's a way that you can joke about things and have fun. And at the end of
unless you get cancer, because then Dex will make fun of you.
Unless
okay,
you get,
I would never do that.
When you get cancer, don't tell him, okay?
I'm not going to.
Okay, yeah.
If anybody's
going to
get cancer, it's going to be me. And
why would you get cancer?
Because I'm the most unhealthy.
Secondhand smoke from Buck from all the years.
Here's what's going to happen.
Be hilarious.
Here's what's going to happen to Dex. He's going to have a stroke one day because of all the stroke victims he makes fun of.
That's not nice.
Sadness, dude.
That's not nice.
I wish you were nicer.
He's going to look like...
Two-Face.
No, the dad from Silence of the Lambs. What's his name? Anthony Hopkins.
Oh, my.
In the movie A River Runs Through It. Remember after he has the stroke?
No, that's Legends of the Fall!
Legends of the Fall. Legends
that's
of the Fall.
Cool, man.
And he has the bearskin jacket with the little chalkboard around his neck, and he's sitting there scrawling notes on there.
That movie was so good.
Yeah.
This is a Christian radio station, okay? This is not The Edge anymore.
What?
Good what what
good
am
morning.
I doing?
Good,
good
morning.
Morning.
Good morning.
Oh, hey, this is a Christian radio station.
Hey,
sorry,
hey, Rude Dog.
What are you doing, buddy?
Rude Dog, I don't want you to get fired from Facebook, bro.
Nope, I'm getting kicked off Facebook here pretty soon. But hey,
who's
I'll
kicking him off?
I'll Facebook. Just open
Zuckerberg.
A new account and life goes on.
Yeah.
Why are they kicking you off?
He's using Rude Dog as his name, and it's not his Christian name.
But hey, real quick, you're talking about Amy Winehouse there. I have a big concern about this whole Ronda Rousey thing, how it's just getting pushed under the rug and how everyone's like blowing it off when she said she wanted to kill herself on Ellen.
Right.
You know, it's funny that you say that because, when I watched that interview and just, kind of what she was saying, I mean, the distortion that she has, that a lot of people have, we were talking about this earlier, she was basically asking the question, what am I without this?
Right.
You know, and a lot of people buy into that and they listen to that, and that's just a lie. That's all it is because,
right.
I mean, it doesn't matter what she does, you look at Dex and I, Rude Dog, and, when we got fired, when we got knocked out, what did we do? It's like how you react to the situation because this is just something we do. This isn't who we are.
Right.
That's
right.
Yeah.
It's a total distortion that people disbelieve.
Yep.
It just concerned me because I'm not a fan of Ronda Rousey. I think she's the worst sportsman in MMA. But when I heard her on and I saw that Ellen interview, I was like, oh my God, this poor woman needs help. And I really hope she.
Everybody needs
help.
Jesus, Rude Dog.
Amen, man.
Everybody needs
there
Jesus.
There were people posting that video on Facebook and saying, oh, dude, this is so insincere and blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, you are judging the character of this person based upon a two-minute clip on Ellen.
And you know what? Rude Dog, I actually liked that interview a lot.
Me too.
Because
and you know what?
I finally got to see who she really is.
And I think it's legit,
well,
too. I don't think
she needs help. I don't think she really is.
I don't think
and,
it's...
And when she's going to try Rude to Dog. Fight Holly Holm again, she's going to get beat up.
Yeah.
I hate to see what happens to her.
Yeah.
Thanks for calling,
anyway,
Rude Dog.
I gotta go. I'm
love
driving.
You, buddy.
Later.
All right, man. Later.
Later, buddy.
Yep. That was a raw, real moment. I like that. I appreciate that.
It absolutely was because I've seen her acting, and she's not that good of an actor. Okay?
Yeah.
It's just not there.
She's okay.
Yeah. Dude.
Expendables? Anyone?
Terrible.
I've never seen any of those. I don't know how. I was raised on Jean-Claude Van Damme movies. You know what I mean? Bloodsport?
Yeah.
Heck yeah.
We all were.
Steven Seagal is so mad that he's not in there.
Dude, I know.
They'll never bring him in either because he's a terrible actor.
Oh, come on. Guys, listen. Steven Seagal, I got squinty eyes. And I'm just going to stand here and talk like this the whole time.
Okay. Listen, right. Under Siege 7, it comes out in 2017 with Tommy Lee Jones.
All right, we got to go to break.
I think we're done today.
We're actually done. It's 10 o'clock.
Is it really?
Yeah. You did it, buddy.
So you should come in earlier next time.
I actually, you know what's funny is I actually woke up at 6 and I was in the shower and Sarah popped her head in the bathroom. She's like, can you take cash? He's been up since 3:30. And I was like, okay. I was actually going to come in here really early today.
Well, dang.
But maybe next time.
But you made it.
Had to let my wife sleep.
That's cool,
maybe
man.
Maybe next time.
You're a good husband.
Trying.
You're a good man.
All right, there you go, everybody. We're done with the show today. If you missed any of it, you guys can hit up the podcast in a little bit.
Yes.
Just subscribe on iTunes. Type in The Morning Invasion.
You can also subscribe to my podcast starting in 2 weeks. So I'll have details on Facebook soon.
Yeah, just like Double J was going to do a podcast, and he still hasn't yet.
He invited me on twice.
He invited me on, too, but I haven't heard anything. Just saying. All right, we're done.
All right.
Steve-O, you get the last word.
Subscribe to my new podcast. Starts in a few weeks. It's called Buck and Cover. It's going to be all about coverage of hunting and the Ozarks with arthritic men. It's going to be great.
I'll be the guest star every week.
Heck yeah.
I'll limp on over there.